Better commandeer one.
I don't think we have rights to commandeer a damn thing.
Do we even have people that know how to sail in the first place?
Right? What? I've been on a boat.
Excellent question.
I've been on a boat.
It's like someone trying to steal a car that's not a drug man. You're like, ugh. What am I doing?
Why does he have a standard they all
have? And crash. Oh, I'm getting out.
Run away.
They would have to back to Corb. Like, yeah, do you see that crazy people that like ran that ship into the shore? Don't know who they were. Man, they must
We
be
will
stupid.
Find them. You should pay us. Start by the injured. We have some injured for some reason.
It's not like you need to hire a captain.
I don't have a captain. He's in my backstory.
He's in my backstory.
So there is someone that had a captain in their backstory.
Me. He had his own boat.
So you know how to order people around on a boat, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how to sail?
Isn't that the same thing?
You do the thing.
Make this ship go fast!
As you say to the empty boat.
So they're all unseen servants.
How many times can I cast that?
One. If I give it more spell levels, does that mean I have more servants?
No.
But I can do that with my pew pew.
Servitude is not pew pew. And you're like, wait.
Unseen servants and age hands for the win. Try to do a ship all for yourself.
Yeah, you can't even have an unseen servant do anything on a boat because that is all skilled labor.
You could have an unseen servant do exactly what you wanted on a boat. But it wouldn't know what to do on its own. Oh, actually, before you open that, we have
an open one.
Is that?
Right?
Yeah, I've got better salsa than that. Mm-hmm.
Know what I want? I'm gonna put coffee in the bucket.
You know you want something, you just don't know what it is.
Yes.
Put myself up there.
Maybe that means you need to smoke more marijuana.
Or less.
I drove here. Oh. I haven't smoked.
Do you remember driving here?
How did you mention it?
No.
What were those days where you blinked next to somewhere you're supposed to be like, how
that There were some mid shifts that I did not know how I got home.
Yeah.
I woke up in the driveway. Mm-hmm. Those were scary nights.
I remember doing Panama's. Remember when we were doing that trip?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bad idea.
Yeah. I had some trips back and forth to Seattle a few times where it's like, I remember Moses Lake. How am I in Ellensburg?
Oh, wow.
I don't remember crossing no bridge.
Especially when you think of how many lights you went through. Like, oh, dear God. How did I stop at every one of them?
Did you stop at every one of them?
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Just luck out and they're green the whole time?
Yeah.
That makes me happy. I haven't had that in a while.
What's that?
It's a good rum. I guess it's private stuff, but I'm not sure.
That's what it is.
If not, it tastes just like it.
No, that's what it is.
It's the Kevin's private reserve.
I don't drink rum.
I'm glad it's your private reserve. I'm drinking somebody else better.
Okay, so we didn't end up with a full recording from last time. I'm digging over my notes here. Who can remind you? I've got Sergoff, Captain the Hellcleaver. Was that the guy that found the relics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. We're looking for that.
Yeah. We're going to go relic collecting, because it was related to the wood.
Well, the wood from your mask, that was somebody else, and he's going to research that, and he has to get that information back to you.
Right, we're waiting on that, so.
That'll take a while.
Right.
So there's down trade ships, things like that.
Which is what we're going for. We have a map of the area.
Okay, so you're...
In case anybody wants to.
You're down at the docks, I take it.
This is where we're going.
Behave yourself.
Wasting time.
Well, that's a map that was provided by the Adventurers Guild. Just
was the Hellcleaver the ship that found it, but nobody's been able to find where the Hellcleaver went?
But the Hellcleaver, Sergoth, Captain of the Hellcleaver, was the one that brought in the items for the Adventurers Guild.
And then they haven't been able to find him.
They offered to buy them then. He declined. When they tried to find him later to offer again, he said he didn't have them anymore. And they've offered quite a few.
Oh, so they did find him. But
yeah, he's not missing.
The ship is what's down. I like water adventures. It's the worst that can happen, guys.
Your character naturally develops a fear of water.
Or an allergic
reaction.
An allergy to water. Just open bodies of water. I can't go there, I'm allergic.
My longtime character played for like 14 plus levels or whatever and developed a fear of water over the campaign.
It's a healthy fear to have.
So
didn't help when one of his friends decided it'd be a funny joke to just give him a toss into the water while she was wearing her belt of cloud giant strength.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now I'll cast, a lava walk on you. Walk over there and come back, would you? Don't cast it.
Do this.
I had to play a barbarian with 3 intelligence once, right?
Wow.
And it was like, he just stood there. And they're like, what are you doing? I tried to do what he just did, make big fire go off.
It seemed more effective than small axe.
Right. I did all the stupidest possible things, right? His armor kept rusting because he didn't know to oil it and polish it, shit like that. He just like fucked crap up left, right, center.
Alrighty, so.
So?
What do we see?
So you're headed down to the docks. You're looking for a ship. It's the docks on the river are pretty heavily trafficked. You see large vessels, small vessels, all kinds of shit going back and forth. Crates, boxes, bags.
Are there
any nuclear vessels?
I'm just gonna help the DM out now and say no. Even if there are, no. No, there are
nuclear
not.
Nuclear vessels.
Actually, there's a stall.
You feel a stinging sensation on your ear.
Ow!
Jerk to the side to notice your sprite just smacked you.
You have a sprite? What's your sprite's name?
Oh, that's right. You have a sprite now.
Mulberry.
I thought it was Coca-Cola.
No, that's only while he's in a can.
Can him what's normal? Him? It? You should get us a ship.
A ship? I'm looking into my background, trying to remember the name of Captain What's-His-Butt.
I would like to know more about Captain What's-His-Butt and his family of butts.
No, that's what he's all about.
Oh, you look around.
Oh, that's a full ass name. I thought What's-His was the first name's butt. Okay.
So you're looking for the captain and the assless chaps, right?
Right.
I want to see a guy with chaps that are not assless. That's the one I want to see.
Chapless ass?
Yes. Sounds very painful. No.
What's chapless?
Chapless.
It should
sounds
be nice
okay,
and smooth.
Yeah. Secret is bleaching.
Alright, so you're asking around. I presume you're going asking around looking for Sergoth.
Sergoth, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a group of traders that you wander up to. Most people have idea who you're talking about.
You don't need that bigger explanation.
Oh, that's actually a separate map that doesn't have anything to do with Sergoth and Hellcleaver. It just happens to be a map that the Adventurers Guild gave you, hoping that maybe you'd go find something else that they're interested in.
Right, but if we're going to say we want to go here, we have to be able to have a map in point. That's kind of what he's doing with his charisma and stuff. My intelligence is to handle it.
Right.
I know how to handle this. You do it.
Delegation is the first step, right?
in management?
Where's that folder I'm looking for?
You took the course.
Oh, alphabetical.
This is not my handwriting, but I'm totally going to use it.
So, no, check with, like, if ships are coming into the docks, that means there's probably a registry of these ships coming in.
Uh-huh.
Can we go find where this registry is at?
Well, you
can check into the records to see if there is record of the health cleaver.
At prestidigitation, read through that real quick, and then read through minor illusion before we interact with the person who's going to want money for that. I'm just saying from one mage to another.
So
I recommend the same to you.
You see this guy wandering around in rather nice clothing with a little cadre of four or five guys wandering behind him with a great big book and a couple of bags of coins.
How convenient.
He's collecting taxes, it appears.
A couple of bags of coins, you say?
Does he smell magical?
I don't want to go near some guy trying to collect taxes.
Especially in Greyhawk. You might have an appearance tax.
The same guy is kind of a slight human. The four guys with him are, you know, totally decked out in plate and carrying multiple bags and goods and heavy weapons.
Bags and goods?
Do they smell magical?
You
smell magical.
I don't care how heavy and beefy they look.
It's hard to tell at this distance. You're probably about 30 feet away from him.
Oh, okay.
Right now, the main magic you smell is your own.
Right.
I'm right.
I have this bow that just smells like lilacs all the time, which isn't bad, except for when you don't want to smell like lilacs.
So they're tromping around, kind of inventorying things. He's got a great big book. He's writing stuff in.
He looks like he has
heavy lifting folks just look like they're cranky and don't want to be there. They're talking to one captain right now off to the side.
He might call the tax for us, or whatever reason. Are you with
me? Tax? You? Taxed for something? Oh my goodness.
It's Greyhawk. I probably walked in the wrong spot.
The walking tax? The not walking tax?
The walking through that alley tax? God damn it!
Sidewalks.
He walked in the left lane. There's lanes here?
The tax because they had to come to you to pay taxes?
Oh, the tax collector tax.
Yes. The servicing fee.
He's negotiating with the captain. You know, the captain gives you a bag, and he opens one of the larger bags, puts it inside, closes it back out to the other gentleman who's carrying.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of money, so this is on you.
And then they keep walking along the dock, but they're not interacting with anybody. If you'd like to go up and talk to them. The captain they just dealt with doesn't look overly thrilled.
I don't look overly thrilled.
You're never overly thrilled.
I'm quite the chipper individual.
I'll have to agree with him. He's usually very...
I'll approach the sizable man.
So he's kind of, you know, rather pompous, arrogant, full of himself. And he's like, well, yes, what would you like?
I was curious if
British,
you would be willing to tell me if you're the right person to ask about a ship... coming or going.
Ships? On. Yes, I have a full load of all the ships and pay taxes in and out of here. My name is Gerdard Grizzlyflow. What ship are you looking for?
Likes his name, he does.
Your name flows quite nicely, by the way.
That's why it's Grizzly.
Yes,
flow.
Well, you have a ship's name?
The Hellcleaver.
Hellcleaver.
Well, two people hold it.
Yep, I have information about that ship. What's it worth to you?
I've got this fancy coin. It's a silver piece.
Slaps the book shut, and it's like, you mock me, sir! And he keeps walking.
To presume I'm a sir!
I don't think you're going to get any leeway with that in Greyhawk, but you do you. If you want to go on lecture, the tax collector on gender acceptance. Be my guest.
That was okay.
But I don't think we're going to want to go that route.
That
that I give you the power to do so.
Well, if only we had his book, we could figure out...
If you'd like to have a negotiation about sex and gender with Gerdod, I'm sure you can try. Something tells me he's not going to be much open to listening, because he probably just doesn't care.
No, there's
care.
A tax for that.
tax!
I'm sure if I gave him enough in tax money, he would care.
He just walked past you, and the four grunt guys, you know, kind of go with him. One of them kind of looks down at you like... You know, and they
that was cute.
Yeah,
it's so easy for the tall ones to look down at people.
They kind of built that way.
Yeah,
good sun, man, good sky.
Well, that didn't work.
So he goes. He's walking away. I don't know if you want to try and continue your interaction with him. Or...
No, I don't like him.
So we can just follow him and steal his book later.
I laugh, it's gonna be like a book.
But it is probably more. Yeah. Each page is done in legal, so it's like, yay.
So, if you don't want to steal the book.
And also, you notice, by the way, when he was flipping through the book, it looked like he was turning a lot more pages than the book physically looked like it had.
It was probably special for him. We're in a big city. It smelled like magic.
Yeah. The whole five of them kind of exuded a heavy scent of magic all over.
They exuded magic.
Exudation.
Well, exuded is the correct word you use for scent. So.
All right, man. How much is it worth to you to give us information on this ship?
What's the going rate?
Oh, you're going to stop him and talk to him?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you stop him and he turns around and it's like, yep, you're with them? You're going to continue to ask me?
I am going to continue to ask you.
All right, well then pay up.
How much? How much information can you give me for 10 gold pieces?
There we go.
I don't have 10 gold pieces.
He looks a little abashed. It's like, known procedure here is that it's offered as a bribe. We don't ask. Bulagaki doesn't like it when we ask.
Oh, yeah, well.
He takes your pen. He opens back up the book. And
someone start writing this.
He goes ahead.
We just paid for this. This is DLC.
He's like, the Helicleaver just checked into port last night. Last time it was here, 3 weeks back from then. You'll find it over on slip 22C.
Slip 22C, don't forget that.
No,
it paid its taxes on a load of like furs and lumber and other miscellaneous articles.
I need a scribble stick, because I can't find the scribble stick.
Wait, scribble stick.
Behind you.
That talk's fairly open.
Behind you.
Or, like, literally right in front of you on the chair table spot.
I know, but it wasn't my idea.
I threw it at you.
No, I have two. What? Makes me more powerful. Ooh, look at that.
Are the docks fairly open where you can kind of see that dock?
It's well labeled. It's laid out very well.
Whereabouts did it?
You can't necessarily see it. But the direction
is
22
feet. Like a curved dock, or it's just like...
It's along a river.
Flat.
You're along a riverfront here.
Okay.
But the flow of the river is not very heavy at this point, so there's boats, you know, rowing and using the wind to go up and down. But he points down to 22C, and you can easily find that.
What dock are we on now?
You're actually at 10A at the moment.
Where did it come from?
It came from Keolin.
It
puts down its port of call as Gradsul, Gradsul, in Keelund.
I don't know why I'm trying to take notes when you're taking notes.
But I'm presuming, as you don't look like you're from around here, that means she headed upriver and she'll be going back downriver again.
Do you know when? How long their berth here is?
That would be dealt with by the harbor master. I just collect the taxes.
Any more questions, fellas?
What about a Captain Marantes? Is he around, do you know?
Are you assuming gender?
Out of character, who is that?
My backstory captain.
Your backstory captain. Marantes? Marantes out of...
He came out of Gragax.
Well, that would be Keolund as well. I don't have a Marantes, but then we go by ship. Do you have a ship name?
I can't recall the ship name.
I can't find that one. I'd have to cross-reference. He points you down to a little building that's kind of in the middle, and it's like, you'd have to go to the Hall of Taxes, and they'd have to find it there.
Would the harbor master possibly know as well?
They know by ship. You're better off to talk to the captains around here that they might know what ship he's piloting right now.
Sounds good.
It doesn't ring a bell on my head, so he probably hasn't been here in the last month or so.
Thank you.
FYI, your character was another, but Gragax is right next to Gradsel. They're both in Keolin.
Okay.
So, you know. As you look at the ships, you notice the kind of different groups. You know, ships that look, you know, close to each other are in different sections of the harbor.
Makes sense.
You know, kind of like, you know, Russians here, you know, Iranians there, blah, blah, blah.
Segregation.
Not that, but they're kind of just hanging out with the people like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you notice all manner of people walking around, all races. You know, all classes, anything you can possibly think of. You know, there's one lizard man in a loincloth with a trident walking along and nobody kind of gives him a second look.
You know, I give him a second look.
He's about 7 feet tall. And
give him a third look, though.
Bracers.
He's really pissed off if I wanted to saddle on him.
Let's see, how long can we stay on the decks? Yeah, you should try.
Settle up, partner! Wah!
I regret nothing!
Except for possibly drowning.
You don't see another tiefling at all, but this is kind of the first time you've gotten the idea, like, nobody would give you much of a second glance if you weren't covered up, that type of thing. Yeah.
I'd still glance at you.
Yeah.
That's just because he's so pretty.
Exactly.
Right then, and he heads away off to the next ship.
Where's your next fellas? Get this party rolling.
So the Hellcrest?
Hellclear.
Hellclear.
At the same time, on the dock, after the taxman goes, a lot of people come up to you with things like, "Hey, got something for sale here?" You know.
I start speaking in Elven, so I don't understand them at all, and I walk away.
Hi,
Elven.
What would you like to buy?
I'll start speaking to
him in Infernal. I start speaking to you in Infernal, yeah. We just kind of mosey on the way.
Do you carry any ancient relics?
Yes, because you're in the right marketplace.
Aren't you a funny one, you?
I am. That's why I'm here. So I guess we'll just continue our conversation in Infernal. The Hellcleaver, that's the ship we're trying to find?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know the captain's name?
Yeah.
Something or other.
Sirgoff. S-I-R-G-O-F.
Yes. You want me to go see if he's in?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
You gonna go out for a spin? I'm gonna decloak and fly. Try to find the ship.
Wait, you pay the flying
Now
tax.
That does get attention.
Tax.
There's nothing else
flying.
So you are attracting quite a bit of attention by flying along here, but... Nobody's yelling at you or shooting at you. And,
have Mulberry follow. She said, you want to come with?
I just said I'm familiar with you.
And it would have been about 20 minutes walk, you know, to get to the other end, because the docks are kind of outside of the city. They run all along up and down the
I figured the docks are always going to be crowded, so it's easier just to get over everything. Yeah.
Less likely.
And then you can't get hassled by all the street urchins.
I begin giving you electron
you're
magic.
After?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Huh? I begin to give you electron water magic.
And you do find a place kind of near somewhere tightly. Around Dock 22 where there's enough space
no, that's
to land.
All wrong.
And people are just kind of like, oh, wow, okay. Go about their business, but it's like, this is not...
So
because there's nothing flying but like birds and seagulls.
The parents
are
debating about water magic.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go ahead and recloak now that I've landed.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. So you find, you know,
you
22 C is a pretty decent ship.
Spiritual energy
it's
in
about
water.
100 feet long.
That
you know,
is
3-masted.
A fallacy.
That's how you go through and,
detect magic,
yes,
it's sir.
Tied
it
up,
not.
And there's a couple of gentlemen
not,
out in front of it on the dock.
Energy. It's
talking.
Not a magical, or earth energy. It's not a magical energy. It is just their energy. That, see that look at ship? See that shimmer?
Hello.
He's Wessel.
Yes.
What you mean?
No, I do not see.
Just seeing if the captain is.
Let me see if I can start seeing.
Eat this mushroom.
Right? No.
It's like my morning nibble.
Come here, the people whose face I can't see.
Well, that's gonna be fun. All right, I'll take my mask off.
Well then.
You can put that back on now.
I'm chewing ugly one.
I gotta say if the captain's in then. Hmm? Hey, goes up inside. You know, about 10 minutes goes by. And he's kinda like comes back up.
There's a demon.
Captain's not here right now. Come back later.
Doesn't like you because you're red.
Picks up some dice. Yeah, he's rolling dice with his buddies there. You know, smoking.
You're familiar there?
Journey.
His is.
Fine enough. But you may not be able to see him, because he likes to be invisible.
No, and I probably didn't see him follow me, did I?
Yeah, he did say go, and you were there. If you're more than 100
feet,
though...
Give me an active perception check.
To see an
active perception.
Seven.
You can't tell if he's being honest or not.
Don't really have the greatest intelligence anyway, so.
We did send the monk to do a diplomatic
thing. Well, he didn't really send me out. It's kind of like, oh, let's do this. I'm going to be helpful.
I want to fly. I can fly.
I will look, be looked at like I'm a weirdo.
You're not a weirdo.
How the fuck's a weirdo flying?
Imagine that. Told you to be a weirdo flying. Pay up.
I never met your fairy, did I? Or
stuffing?
Pixie or...
Right.
Yeah.
Not quite stuffing. They're like little chews.
They're chews?
Very momentarily, briefly.
Yeah, they look like chews.
So, Sprite, Pixie, Dig,
Mulberry,
get around.
Mulberry.
Don't care any
tiny
response.
Tiny, weeny, dingy.
he got lost halfway there.
Here, boy. Here.
You feel a tap on your shoulder.
Is there a chance you could go see if they're telling the truth?
If they're going to tell the truth!
See what?
The chance you can go see if they're telling the truth.
Right. Hmm? How 5 minutes go back? Hmm? You feel a little tap on your shoulder. And you feel this little motion kind of trying to tilt your head side to side.
Like, no.
Wait, is that you answering my question about going to see, or is that the answer?
Well,
you hear a little flutter. You feel the air. You guess it just blew away.
Hard to tell. Fly back to the group.
Maybe.
I guess I'll fly back to the group.
Okay.
Report my findings. The captain's out in the ship.
Alright, so where do captains go?
Captains go to bars.
They go to bars.
We should go to bars.
Or brothels.
We should find brothels and bars.
We should find the brothel bars. They like to spend their hard earned money.
Being that we do not know that this is a lie, we have nothing else to go on. So yeah, problem all over.
I think you would enjoy a brothel.
So you...
someone else
headed, where exactly are you headed? Something close to Dock 22?
Yeah.
All right, you head down toward 22, and it takes you, about half an hour to wander down there, mainly because of all the crap in the way, not necessarily because it's so far. There's not really many businesses on the harbor, but back away from it, there's kind of different buildings, most of them warehouses, storage areas. There's one very notable bar, you could say, pretty much there. It's called the Salty Sail. Mm.
I'd lick it.
The bar of the sail.
That's an obvious.
Found the nose?
Yeah. I think all sails are salty. Unless you're on a freshwater lake.
It looks like a pretty rough place.
I don't think I'm really
shape, but
I don't think I'm welcome here.
I don't think you're not welcome here, I say as I put on my hood for my cloak and walk inside.
That is going to get me in trouble. Okay! Put on my cloak and go in inside. What are you doing here? What am I not doing here?
What did you like
going
to do?
Anybody else going in? Or?
Yeah, I'll go in.
Okay.
I guess why not?
There's a walking guy go in.
I guess I'll take my cloak off and go in. Everybody's cloak camp. I'll just take it off.
It's about four times the size of this room.
Impressive.
And it's pretty loud in there.
Multiple floors?
Looks like it, but whether or not the bar goes upstairs, you can't tell. You don't see any stairs. But there's probably about 60 people in there. All different levels of God knows what going on. Lots of people sitting around drinking. Some people gambling. A lot of, loud discussions. There's some music, but the discussions are louder than the music is. And nobody really notices you come in at all. They're not paying any attention.
Perfection.
That's outrageous!
What's outrageous?
We're not being noticed!
What's contagious?
The cloak off, we're still not noticed?
It's pretty full, but it looks like there's enough space at one of the bars. There's like three different bars being tended in there. And the drinks are flowing pretty heavily.
Wonderful.
There's no space at one of them. You could actually show up and talk to the bartender.
How drunk does everybody look?
The alcohol is flowing heavily.
Sweet. I'm just gonna
General
cut for status today.
There's one table there. Probably fit all of you there.
Okay. I'll try to basically go reserve it.
Okay.
I'll join with
you. You go sit down at it. Nobody really is paying any attention.
I'll go up to the bar.
Alright.
Right to that bartender.
Alright.
Be like, I'm gonna get like 5 ales.
Oh.
Right, six L's. Right.
So you head up, and the bartender is actually a half orc, and kind of looks over the bar and he's like, "My name's Gusk. What can I get you?"
I want 6 ales.
6 ales.
And I'm looking for a Captain Sergoff.
Gonna be needing a friend to carry those with you.
Actually, no.
No,
you
I don't. I'll juggle them back.
He goes over and fills up, 6 big
tankards,
wooden tankards, and puts them on the bar.
All right.
How much are those?
Well, that's gonna be 2 gold each.
What? I'm glad I'm not buying this.
You want cheaper prices? Go over there. Ain't so many people want a drink.
So, slide him 15 gold and ask him if he knows about Captain Sergoff.
Sergoff. Hell Cleaver, I think he is. Yeah. He's out going to prepare his ship. He was just in here a few hours ago.
Ah, darn. We just missed him.
Hey, he's a half orc, though. He probably's like, how is this guy speaking my language? Not, this guy is mocking me.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, I think that's it.
I would like to see an orc con in my life.
Take
so, yes. Yes, you could.
place is pretty dingy. Yeah, it's. I mean, the table's like heavy duty, and looks like it's been through more than one bar fight type of thing.
I got another.
Somebody died here and here and here.
Excuse me. There's blood stains on my table.
Well, I got another 23 on my miscellaneous.
Oh, I don't want to be at the table anymore.
All right, so what do I? You go looking around for a target, and there's one guy, and he's pretty drunk, and he's like, off the side. You know, you're going to go ahead and take a shot at him, I take it.
Well, I rolled a 23.
Well, you know, you might want to find you a target before you roll.
I was just kind of assuming I was walking around stealing a little bit of stuff from everybody.
You're doing these things. I did.
As soon as I walked in, I said, I'm going to just kind of...
Oh, yeah, and you talked when everybody else did, and I heard everybody so clearly at the same time. Alright. So, yeah, you kind of...
I should start learning to pickpocket with you, because I have a dexterity that's out the ass.
You managed to take a little pouch off of his belt. Nobody noticed.
I like having dexterity out the ass. Makes shitting easier.
Probably don't have to sit down as much.
Yeah. I'll go through it when we leave to go find the
guy.
A lot better wiping, too.
Yeah. It self-wipes, actually.
Less wipes.
Yeah.
You do the backboard shot. Okay.
All right, so you guys are sitting around.
Close the lid.
Nobody's really coming up talking to you or paying attention.
No one's coming close because I don't want to get pickpocketed. I'm like on alert for that.
How big is the table where we at? Is it one like
this? I have no gold right now.
It's a little smaller than this one. You know, circular.
How tall is the roof?
How tall is the roof?
Yeah.
Oh, probably about 3 feet higher than this.
Does it bar?
Wait. I'll spin a staff. While standing on the middle of the... I'm going to fire spin in the middle of the...
In a crowded bar.
Yeah.
I'm an entertainer.
Well, at first, you jump up on the table and you start this, and you notice that nobody's paying any attention
That's
to
fine.
You.
That's fine.
A lot of people. Yeah. He notices the chair coming at you.
You see, like, one guy over the bar kind of sees you.
What the fuck's happening here?
Put my cloak, like, closer over my head. I am hiding the fact that I exist. I'm an elf drinking ale. I mean, that in and of itself is not normal. So I got this big old wizard hat with this cloak. Don't know who I am.
Gandalf!
Shut up!
Is your friend drunk already?
He has alcohol blood level. He just drinks more alcohol to. Even out his numbers. He adds blood.
It's just like Lord of the Rings, the drinking contest with the elf and the dwarf. Right? Remember that one? The dwarf is like down and the elf is like, you're tingling in my fingers after like 20 mugs, you know? So you hear on the other side of the bar, voices are getting much more heated now.
Because you're fired.
Well, it
could be
saying.
Illusionary fire, though, so.
True.
That's the best part.
What is it they saying?
You hear one guy suddenly yell, no, you stole it from me! I need it back right now, or I'm gonna break your neck!
I think it's time to go.
Hurry.
I'm gonna walk towards the door.
See what they're talking about.
I'm just gonna stand inside the door.
You're not sure if Mulberry's even there or not right now.
That's cool.
And you notice that the second guy, whoever's talking to, like on the other table, is yelling back at him, but you can't tell what he's saying. And you can hear weapons being drawn.
What do I see from my vantage point?
Ooh, it sounds like pencil and paper.
You see two burly humans facing off at each other across a smaller table with a few.
What are the other
people
doing?
What's that?
What are the other people doing? Are they moving out of the way? Are they
some
all
people
turning?
Are kind of noticing hesitantly.
No one else is drawing weapons, it's just these two.
Not yet.
Because people are getting antsy?
Yeah, people are noticing this.
I messaged you guys. People are getting antsy over here.
This is fun!
So their friends at the table
I'm standing
have also
by the
stood
door.
Up, and everybody's kind of eyeing each other.
Yeah.
I continue fire spinning.
All right, I'm on my way.
I'm going to attempt to football carry him out.
Still rocking the hood, just leaving.
Still fire spinning?
No.
Okay.
So we're all standing by the door.
No, I'm down.
I'm sorry.
I left.
I'm sorry.
Oh. If he left, I'm going with him. He's my student. I'm responsible for him.
You teach them all around theories.
So whoever's still left in the bar, just you?
Well, I was attempting to get football carry him out.
Oh.
So I'm guessing he's on our table. So
you're gonna, he's going to try and carry you out. Then.
Let me go! Let me go!
Contest his strength check versus his dex. Go ahead.
Let me go!
Plus half his monk level? Yeah, go for it. He carries small people like you for like his training.
I'm not quite sure what to do with Yoke. I'm just having him tag along.
He's absent-minded. He has one of your mushrooms.
Yeah, I got him mushrooms. He hasn't come out of the cap in yet.
I haven't heard anything from Michael. So. All right, so you, as you get outside, you start hearing that a scuffle is breaking out inside the bar. And
time not about right. That was expensive, but I don't know that.
So you're out in front of the bar, and you start hearing this, you know, going off down the road a little bit.
Authorities!
I get to the authorities! Side of the road, so there's going to be this train of people.
Right.
Here comes the bus! Here comes the bus!
You're saying, as he's still carrying you.
So yeah, the guards come along and go inside, and they're like, you know, like eyeball everybody out on the road, and you know, don't really give you guys any shit though.
I'm explaining to you how magic can shape buildings.
Listen intently.
I'm just imagining they're not carrying when there's like a guy, basically a demon, carrying a small.
Yeah, because you're completely unguarded now. Unveiled.
Let me
down!
A
demon carrying a child walking down the street.
No, when he went into the bar, he unveiled.
Let me down!
To keep people away.
Oh. Well, it's clear they got bigger shit to deal with right now.
Than a demon's possibly stealing a kid.
Let me down!
With green kid. Four other people standing around, and you're not fighting, so.
The dwarf's like, ha ha! Ha ha ha! No, Bear's infatuated with the dwarf. That's it. We'll just say he's googly-eyed off that.
Yeah.
And the dwarf is totally, like, walking and has him on teller.
All right, so you're...
Walking a bear in that town.
Right next to Dock 22, and...
You see there's a sex boat on Dock 69.
There's not a 69 dock, sorry.
You mean love boat.
The love boat.
Let's go fix this not existing thing.
Can I head back to the hot flavor?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Well,
in transit, I want to investigate my sack of stolen goodies.
Okay. You pop it open, and it looks like a bag of large seeds.
Oh, yay.
Maybe they're magic beans! We can go to Club Giant Land!
Not eat those.
Just
right
looks
now.
Like a bag of seeds.
Pretty much.
Nothing,
you know. Or maybe. So you don't know if they're edible or plantable or why you have them or if that's what's inside.
I could tell you.
You could identify the seeds.
Maybe.
Are you going to try to eat them? Or are you going to
actually
likely. Try to identify them?
I'll try
that's,
to identify
what's
them.
What's the difference?
I've got this nifty field guide book that tells me all sorts of plant stuff.
I will hand him one seed. I don't want him to.
I may have to taste it, though, to get an exact idea.
It could be a poison seed.
That's true.
So if you decide to do that, I'm not going to
save
you.
I'm not going to save it.
Druid, save me.
Druid just goes, let me see it. Druid takes a look at it. Druid's going to roll. Druid rolls a... I'm not interested. it's a seed. Looks like it does stuff.
It's not a pebble.
It's not a rock.
Oh, it's 12 plus whatever my modifier is.
Wisdom. Knowledge, nature. And nature is intelligence.
Well, survival, isn't it? No, Darwin. Yeah, intelligence.
It's like, that makes it like 17 or 16.
That's about 15, so you'll beat an average roll. She rolled a 3 plus 8.
So, you get the idea that these are for a plant called gumweed.
Gumweed.
So you can chew it and get high? I love it.
It's in the book, but there's not much in the book. And the indications in the book are that this isn't cultivated very much because it's, you know, some reason it's just not grown. The book doesn't really go
into
detail.
Planted by the docks.
Give me another D20 roll.
I don't know what it is.
Is it illegal? Is it illicit?
A four.
Four.
Can I roll to see if it's illicit if I hear about it?
It's probably going to be used to make poisons if it's not wildly known.
And yeah. So I'm going to... Immediately you say, oh, that's whatever. I'm going to say, do I know anything with my 15 plus whatever? I don't have nature, so that's just a plus 4, so 19!
You think you've earned this as a banned substance because of its medicinal effects?
So you chew and you get high.
Oh, fun.
Can I have some?
You're going to pay me for it?
It's a seed.
It's illegal, guys. We should not have those. Oh, look! Something shiny's over here.
We should not have them in public, as I put it in my...
Where'd you get those?
What?
I'll trade you some mushroom.
I don't want your mushroom.
I do not! I do not want your mushroom.
He's a lightweight. I feel you could do much better.
I'm sure I could.
I was just fine, thank you.
When the mushroom did that to you... You need to work on your tolerance. Here, have some more.
I literally do not know what you're talking about.
All right, the mushroom, like, floored you for a day.
Oh, I not wondered, yeah.
Right, that's right.
You can't critically fail a save. I critically failed a save.
He had cosmic dreams of people standing above a desk talking about him.
Mm-hmm. I was an elf who dreamed, so yes. Who dreamt, so yes. We don't dream.
It's the dream fungus.
Awesome. It's the fungus among us.
Well, it's not necessarily, but think about it. You might not need sleep.
No, it says that they do not sleep. They are immune to it, and they use meditation for their sleep purposes.
But somebody doesn't necessarily... You can rest if you want to. It's not a power you lack completely. It's just not something you require.
Okay. You're a permanent insomniac.
Me and my character, so yeah.
I can't fucking sleep!
You just think you're a mage.
Whoa. Your delusion is quite supported over this.
When you think you're casting a fireball, somebody's really throwing a Molotov.
No, I just have Molotov and I'm like, this is how you cast a spell. Was the magic missile?
Never misses.
Never misses.
Oh look, magic stone! Bam!
Mage hand. Okay.
I'm just walking
with my hand.
Message. I just whisper very loudly. It's not even a whisper. I just yell over long.
You have got two cans and a shoestring.
That would be
interesting. You notice out of the corner of your eye that the guys who were sitting out in front of the health labor aren't sitting there anymore.
Anybody in front of the
gym? We wouldn't notice us, so you notice us.
You recognize there's nobody there anymore. We just walk up to the ship.
Anybody on deck at all from where we are? I can tell.
You can't see because you're looking straight down. That section of the dock going out toward the ships where they were sitting. You can't see the boat. You can just see nobody.
I would not know anything different, so I'm just going to keep walking down there.
I'm just going to board the ship.
Guards last time.
There was guards left? Look for a struggle.
That's fine.
I'm going to do an active investigation.
We'd say they're guards. They were more like board sailors.
Yeah. I'm going to active investigate to see if there's signs of struggle.
No.
Okay.
You don't see anything weird.
You can take us above. You can take me at least above.
You do notice there are people on the boat now. You know, prepping the rigging, stowing things, tying things down.
I think they're gonna leave.
Wait!
Here! Open the door. And Dwarf and Bear just pick you up and throw you on the board.
We should get on! Hey guys, we don't ever have to see him again. Let's go.
The boat's still tied up.
Oh, quick, entangle! I mean, this web comes out of nowhere.
I just imagine the side of the boat.
So you head over. You're all standing at the boat, and one of the guys notices you, comes up to the plank of the boat, and he's like, "I'm Steph, first mate of the Hellcleaver. Can I help you?"
"We are intrepid voyagers looking for information and possibly a ship."
"Is your captain?"
"Can you put that in a language I understand, son?"
"Is your captain in?"
"Yeah, is your
captain
about?"
"Hold on.
We seek passage, possibly."
"One moment, then." He goes back.
"These look like some very nice chaps."
Comes back up. "Hit me up in a minute."
"These are people, not peons."
He goes back and starts, you know,
"You know what chaps are?"
"I forgot three pairs."
"Well." "Oh." "That explains so many nights. I thought those trees wanted it."
So after a couple minutes, this guy comes up. You know, he's got a nice hat on, decent clothes. Oh.
He can't be a pirate then.
"Captain Sergoff, I presume."
"Yeah, that's me. What can I do for you?"
"We're looking for some certain relics and places."
"Don't have them anymore."
"I understand that. We're trying to find out where they were."
"And had them? Got them off derelict ship."
"Okay. Are you going near that derelict ship again?"
"No."
"No. Would you be willing to tell us where this derelict ship..."
"No."
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 "I got nothing more to say. I'm done with that bit."
"Charm person."
"Oh."
"Oh." "What's that? Try to charm him?"
"Oh." "Oh."
Like,
I see him just bam. I'm like, "Oh." "Oh. Oh." "And I'm the pointed haired one." "He's standing next to me." "Oh." I'm going to grab a book.
His demeanor changes a little.
"Oh. Shit."
He's like a little shaken. "You can't. You're not sure.
Get going. Start talking."
"So, I mean, are you sure there's not a way we could get just a little bit of information out of you on that one?"
"Now, if he's charmed, wouldn't that only affect him?"
"I'm not sure. I've not used charm purpose."
"You attempt to charm a humanoid you can see within range. Makes wisdom saving throw. If it fails, it's charmed by me until the spell ends. Charmed creature regards me as a friendly acquaintance."
"So, mm-hmm. So yeah, you.
So, but you guys are my friends because you're here with me.
If you tell
so you, you're
hey,
going to have to.
These are my buds. Can we get a little bit more information on what he's asking about there, friend?"
"No."
"Well, Zach, we need to become scarce.
Come down here. Come here." He gets off the boat. "Watch."
He gets off the boat.
"Yeah, he brings everybody."
"I want to be captain."
"He's like,
run."
"They never existed. It was all a ruse. They were fake."
"Oh, fake. Sad.
Unique things. Well."
"I appreciate you not telling anyone else that."
"Telling anybody else what?"
"Yeah.
That we could do. Well, we've heard of potential other ships that might maybe have some other things. Which direction are you going?"
"Well, I'll go up and down the river.
Is there
back to around the coast?"
"No, he's not even coming this way.
Yeah,
he's coming straight down.
He's going down."
"You notice the discrepancy in the story because they talked about the derelict ship on the near dive. But his route back to Keolin is completely
that
the
route.
Opposite direction down the river.
So we should just go investigate it anyway. Just because he didn't have any interaction with it.
Yep.
But there's no way we're going to get this ship to be the one.
So he's going south?
Yeah, yeah, he's heading south, so we're going to have to find a northern bound. Do you know any northern bound ships?"
"I can't say I do."
So you wouldn't be able to even give us a good word towards one.
"It's not
do you
my
know,
route."
"I understand.
Do you know Captain Marantes out of Gregax?"
"Oh, yeah, I do."
"Do you know what ship he's been sailing lately?"
"I couldn't tell you. Last I heard, he was on the Skeleton."
"Skeleton?"
"Skeleton.
I wonder how you spell Skeleton."
"Hmm?"
"I haven't heard about him in a few months now."
"Okay. Thank you."
"No problem."
"All right, well.
I'll give you a ride out to Carolyn if you like. No charge."
"Now."
I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Carolyn.
I would, because he will probably not like us here in about 2 minutes.
That's more like an hour, but that's still going to be... Yeah.
2 minutes, an hour.
What's the difference?
The difference is when we're thrown in the brig.
Yeah.
No, when we're sent off the plate. Brigs mean they have to feed us.
Yeah. Right. I think I can convince at least that of me.
At least I can get out of here.
They might just sacrifice you.
Turn bad.
Well, no, I don't think we're going to go to Kjolind.
Not yet.
All right.
Maybe another time.
Maybe anything
else
I can help you with? What
else can
I do for you?
Barrel fish. Oh, wait, wrong game.
You look over the decks and he's got, you know, it looks like the ship's pretty empty. There's some, like, bales of something resembling flax or cotton that you see on the deck.
You won't take all the goods.
No.
I'm pretty good.
Just ask me to borrow a ship.
Yeah, for an hour.
Well, if he's off the ship, I mean.
Can we just borrow your ship?
Throw you overboard.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah.
You can have a nice day, sir.
All right. Safe journeys.
You guys take care as well. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As soon as we're.
You scare me.
I scared you.
Why? It worked. You got that information early. I figured this would string you along for a long time. You know?
I'm an urban bounty hunter. This is what I do.
Oh. I like your style. I like the jib of your jab.
The jib of your jab. I'm sure you do.
Your jib?
You know why I need to get some more magic stuffs.
Well, I will train you.
And I'll teach you how to steal.
So the first enchantment spell that was ever found.
Did you get some real training?
Ah. Authorization from the guild? Shut up. I do.
I mean, I can give you real training, too.
No, no, you can't. In fact, I'm supposed to be watching you for a cannon, a loose cannon, who sometimes shoots flowers, which is very
Don't you also watch your instructors?
I need to take some gnome repellent. Hold on.
Some gumweed?
Yeah!
I've hidden that in my pouches.
She's still on the dock there, and Captain has walked back up, back onto the ship, down below decks.
Moving.
Stith actually comes over to the gangplank, looks down at you. He's like, what did the captain have to say to you, Lord?
Well,
he doesn't much talk to anybody.
We've known him for quite a while.
We have.
And,
we have.
He decided that me and him were pretty close.
At least 5 minutes.
I'll roll it if I have to.
Best deception of the highest.
Yeah, you roll a bluff check or...
It's deception, which is charisma-based.
Yeah,
they won!
I got a one.
We've known each other for a while. First base, like, okay, listen. We were born 10 minutes apart. We literally were Siamese twins for the first, like, 3 years.
If I'm going to be completely honest, I propositioned him. I wanted some rye. Of a special kind. But... He didn't really take too kindly. He didn't want to know about it.
Look at this shit! Look at this! I got a shovel! Look at this!
My responsibilities to the ship. Alright? So, I know you're lying. Just come clean with me. Is there anything I'm going to have to worry about on the voyage? My job is to get everyone there alive.
No.
No,
nothing like that.
It has nothing to do with your future.
Right.
We're talking. You guys are headed south.
Yeah. Nothing in your.
I mean, what?
Unless we could get a travel up north, we could talk more about that. But you guys aren't headed that way.
Season's all right for traveling to the north. You're not going to find many ships headed that way now.
You need.
What? Mutates the devil on the
doesn't it, Pearl?
You are very true to your kind, sir.
There might be a few. They're not going to come cheap.
See, this is why we should just go to Kirlin like he offered. South is easy to go. And it's warmer. Right? It's warmer.
It's high summer, so it's warmer.
I mean, because...
No.
If you would like...
Why?
You winds right now unfavorable for heading north. You're going to have to wait 2 to 3 weeks. Then you'll find a lot more ships headed north. Right now, they're coming from the north.
What does your security look like on ship?
What's what like?
Your security. On ship, yeah. How secure do you feel on your ship?
Are you asking him that?
Yes.
How big of a ship is this? Like
maybe, we are.
Like a 30-man ship?
40-man
it's
about 100 feet long. You've seen more than 20 different people running around doing stuff.
Because we're pretty good security.
If you fear for your travel south...
I should start becoming an alcoholic.
If you fear for your southward travels, we can defend you.
Well, the main thing I fear about is that I sometimes don't trust Captain. Other than that,
you
have a problem with trust. We help trust problems. We poop a mansion because of it.
Well, one of them is already a liar, so I don't trust any of you.
Well,
so.
Hey, you had asked me a question, and I did not trust you either. So why would I be straight up?
Oh, so instead of just telling me straight up, you didn't trust me, you lied to me. Got it.
Yeah, well,
that's
hey.
So much better.
You can trust me.
Exactly, out of all of them.
The devil probably
I need to drink out of this conversation. Do take care, gentlemen. Thank you.
Ditto.
Sounds like a storm's coming.
Don't forget the mutiny.
You hear him yelling, we cast off 20 minutes, mates! Look lively!
Okay, so we've got 20 minutes to get on board.
Are we still going south?
I mean, what's our next objective here?
So, I mean, it was about,
well,
like, exploring.
We can't go north, so that, like, kills that entire thing.
At least for weeks, and God forbid we stay in this town for fucking weeks.
Is there, yeah, the week tax.
You could... probably get north. What he kind of said was it'd be difficult to get north.
And expensive, which we don't have the money to do.
We could, however, spend the next 2 to 3 weeks walking around the lake just in time so that all the boats are then coming from the south.
We could also, I don't know, sell this bag of wheat stuff I got.
We're going to investigate the...
That's illegal.
The underground situation
we
already
saw.
Or...
It's about a 6 week journey to get to Grand.
It might be illegal, but because it's illegal, you know people will pay for it.
No. No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
The entire town is run by the Thieves Guild. And you want to do what?
I want to sell illegal stuff in there.
In the Thieves Guild run town?
And
then,
wait,
why not? To avoid the tax?
Nobody said anything about avoiding tax. If they want to, like, you know, potentially get a percentage. Okay,
we're going to sell it.
Sorry,
what town? I can't remember. Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
Same town as me.
Yeah.
So Divers, so you're not from Greyhawk. Okay.
But
I've at least done some trading.
Have you visited Greyhawk before?
This is like my second time here. The first time was when I came through with Dev last time, I guess.
Wait, gotcha. So you're telling me there's a Thieves Guild here, and he's robbing on their territory.
That would be what I would say if it were true, which I'm not saying it's not.
Nobody's stolen anything yet. What are you talking about?
I'm going to start thinking it's over because I don't feel safe anymore.
For a rogue and a thief, you are an awful liar.
I can tell.
all right, so we can't go north very well.
We could try to make our way south.
Well, you also haven't looked into going north.
Right. We just heard one rumor about it.
You guys do have a habit of taking what one person says as canon law.
Well, he seems so honest.
He didn't trust me. All
right, smoke break.
Smoke break. I'm wearing my butt. Mutiny.
Mutiny. Mutiny.
like, you trust me?
That's right. I'm not
clearly devil looking.
The only one we're trusting right now.
Oh god, we're
gonna
meet another one.
I'm tempted to be like,
person. I thought for a second that was gonna be the same equivalent of me going out and throat punching him. Like, oh great. We just started some shit with the captain. Their whole ship's not gonna like us. They probably have connections with the rest of the ships on the dock, and we're stuck.
Sister-in-law shows up tomorrow.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That's for sure.
I just had my sister-in-law finally move out of my house.
Oh, wow.
She was there for, God, months.
How long?
Months.
Oh, jeez.
Her fucking fiancé decided to dump her at the last second.
Oh, wow.
Like, they had plans to get married and all this stuff. And then, yeah. Over a weekend, just decided to dump her. And she was living there, so we got her out of that situation. Then she was going to get an apartment with somebody else, and then she decided she wanted to go back to school, so she's taking up and go to college in New York.
What?
So it was going to be she's going to live with us for a month, maybe 2 months, and then go, and then it turned into she's living with us for 5 months. It's fine.
Did she figure out her New York situation, or is
she's there now, so it's on, it's on her own.
What is she doing college in New York?
Well, Sherry went to college here to be a cook. We went through the whole entire course, and she wanted to go to a continuation school to get more in-depth in it.
So what are those things?
And, one of the highest-rating schools for that is in New York. I forget the name of it. It was, a culinary school.
It's cool, though.
Huh? Cool that she actually did something with her life. It's not in my house. One more month left. Then I'm not in the States anymore. Going to deploy again. In a while.
Where are you going this time?
Turkey. Oh. Haven't been there yet. It'll be interesting 4 months.
Yeah. That's not bad. Not there.
Not terrible. I mean, there's still patents or something, but it's not terrible. Not a Kandahar. Troubling, what are we actually doing? Why are we doing it?
Oh, in the game right now?
Yeah.
That's why I was like, what is our objective?
Yeah.
Right now it's a lot of fun.
We're either going treasure hunting in the water, basically,
I don't think any of us are ready for a aquatic adventure at all.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what we're doing. Because most of all the main hooks that started it all, I wasn't there for.
Yeah.
So I don't know a lot of the bigger hooks at all. But talking to him, it sounds like there's no really bigger hook. There's just a bunch of small hooks.
Yeah.
There's no overarching plot.
What is the adventure going to be today?
I don't know, but we're right, the trigger's dead center of the map, so. Okay. And we're in the summertime.
Of Alborn. Why? Here, catch.
Flick a coin out of me.
Make a save. What?
Hi, boys.
Hello.
All right, so we're all in agreement we're going to keep fighting north, right? Trying to get north, passage north, right?
And that's what everybody wishes to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just keep
part
going.
Part of me wanted to pick on you guys and be like, let's go to the Prowlacy of Albor. Get some information over there. Because I've got this coin. You want to see it?
So wherever, I mean, just we need to stick with something and just start doing it, you know?
Yeah, we need to. I was like, I don't even know what the plan was in the beginning. Are we just trying to go relic hunting right now? Are we ready
really
for
sure
water?
Either. I'm like, I thought we were going there to see aquatic things, and we just try to find an adventure where we can see aquatic things and do something at the same time.
Yeah, that was kind of the idea.
And then the whole water thing was amber-based.
No, she wanted to head north. Also, we were going to try to find something that correlated with water creatures.
Okay.
But if she wants to see an octopus, we're going to have to actually go out and see.
Did she already get an octopus?
So why?
That's right, she did.
Why are we going onto the lake?
Well, technically, I don't get the water breathing and all that until we hit next spell level.
Right. So we should probably do other stuff until we get there.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to, do a water adventure right now. We're a little small, so. My characters are afraid of water.
Okay, we'll need to pick something fast. Because we've been walking around with our thumbs up our butts.
Should have grabbed a red keel hunt.
Well, we got that.
We still can.
They're not
investigation of the underground. The place where Amber and I found. There's that hook.
Oh, there was that. More time
to Greyhawk. Option.
More time to Greyhawk, yeah.
Do we have any hooks out of Greyhawk right now?
I can put this mask on.
Let me stop you right there.
We have my coin.
I don't really toss out hooks.
No, I mean.
You go looking for them. But if you want to find something, go talk, you go ask, go look for something.
Well, I was just going off of, if anybody's heard anything besides the two things that I remember.
I haven't really talked to anybody.
Yeah,
but there could have been stuff from before we even got to.
And we could start asking on these questions now. And it's just where we want to be on a ongoing quest by the end of session. So we're trying to figure out how do we want to find that, right?
And which one do we want to go for,
right? Right. I totally just guessed.
Well, I mean, you guys can go whatever direction you want. You'll find something somewhere.
Right.
But most of the actual, the lines that I would be casting out to hook you into something, you're going to need to go look for something. You're going to need to go talk to people.
We're the anti-social adventuring group.
You literally talk to everybody.
You talk to the bartender, but did you ask him if there were any rumors?
No. That place was too shady.
That was the right
place. I was going to say, that's the right place to ask about rumor.
I don't know, kind of a barroom call that before.
I mean,
that.
We could always go back and see who's dead and who's still alive and then ask what the
and
that was.
And see if they want us to retrieve their stolen goods.
There you go.
Dude, those are probably yours. It's the you. I'm just going to point that out. You
they don't
have
know
a man
that.
Dead.
Don't know that. We don't know that. All we know
why
is that
pursue?
Somebody's dead, and now
because
we.
As an elf, we do that.
All we know is change. Somebody's dead, and we got some other.
No.
Next stop, bar.
I'm gonna break my ship in the bottle over your head if you're not careful. It's the only Lego set I ever put together wearing gloves. I didn't want to get fingerprints on the inside of the bottle.
Fair.
Looks like that bottle comes apart, though.
It does. But it's not easy. That was very... Compared to most of the sets I put together, that was pretty difficult.
Wow.
Alright, well. I'm going back to the bar. Nobody else knows what's up.
Okay. I know how to stand outside of bars and look inside. I am good at this look.
I'm going to go back to
I'm
going to
pick up Smokey. My lungs will be great.
I also know how to traverse unseen.
Yeah, but do you know how to lie?
So you head back to the end of the dock.
I don't need to lie. I'm asking questions.
Head back there. So if you sail and, there's a couple of town guards standing outside.
Hey, guys.
You go walking up to them and that place is closed. Come back later.
Oh, all well. Right.
What happened?
We're kind of new to town. Where's the next closest?
Right. Looks you all over.
We're a hosh.
What
hosh
kind of place you want? You don't look like a high class kind of crowd.
Yeah, we don't need a whole lot of money to base it. We just need a literal demon
by your own. Yeah, he looks like a wuss.
Just a place. Good drinks. Good women.
Hey, back down. Dog 18.
Where the college kids go drink.
Where do you go drink?
I go drink in the barracks.
Where the college kids go drink.
Can we drink in the barracks?
Where the college kids?
College Guild has students. They go get drunk after a long test.
Oh, the Mages Guild?
Yeah,
they
get
drunk. Allowed to drink.
That sounds like a horrible
thing. Oh, this place sucks. I love my school. Divers all day.
We're going
this
down.
This is the Divers Salute. We don't know why.
No, but it's not. It just doesn't sit. It's repetitive.
It's repetitive, and you have to go on your toes.
I thought this was a
diverse solution.
It changes.
That's why we have a high dropout rate.
I didn't drop out though. I was kicked out. Remember? For stealing books.
It was.
Well, yes.
But yeah, no. We're gonna go to Dock 18 then.
Your choices made you a dropout.
I didn't drop out. I was kicked out. There's a difference.
The record says dropout, but that's fine.
The record says it because they don't want to admit they kicked me out.
No.
I warn you, it's a bit of a rough place down there.
Rougher than this place? It's closed?
This place isn't rough at all.
Then why was there a fight?
Just because it's a fight doesn't mean it's rough.
Alright.
I think we're good.
Yeah, we know how to handle ourselves.
Right. Take care then.
Yep.
I'll go scout. I'll start flying over. I'll just scout.
It means that they have an underground.
So you're gonna fly?
Go fly and scout.
Okay, as you unclog, you take your gear off and you open your wings. The guard comes up and says, "Hey, there's a fine for flying. 5 gold. No flying around city limits."
Well, I can't hear you.
We have never seen you have a phone alive.
What? So you're trying to like shady walk away.
I've been in this book.
He's just unfurling his wings. He wasn't trying to fly.
I was never cloaked. Oh. As soon as we went to the bar, I stayed uncloaked the whole time.
All right. So as you try and like flap your wings to fly, the guard notices. You know, comes up to stop you.
Very airborne.
His movement speed.
Fear God, man. Yeah. It's like, well, he's your friend, isn't he?
No, he is not a friend. Sorry.
Right.
And that's not lying. That's not lying. He's not a friend.
You might want to keep tabs on him. It's not very allowable to be flying around his city.
They might shoot him
down.
He might get shot down.
No, this is the kind of town that does that. We're going to wait for him to land, and then we're going to fine him for it. We're the Thieves Guild, not the Assassins Guild.
Oh, right. Again.
Wait, there's a Thieves Guild
okay.
here?
You know hey, what? Now that we've had some interaction, what's your name? Good guard, what is your name? You now have a personality. You now have a name. What is your name?
My name's Cinderidge.
Cinderidge, it is a pleasure.
Yeah.
Who am I again? Okay, I'm Shikashi. That's who I am.
Oh,
I'm with the Divers Guild, Mages Guild. That's why. Are there any rumors going around on where and what's going on in the town and around what's interesting?
I haven't heard much of anything going on. Yeah, I hang out on the docks most of the time, and most of the things you hear ain't worth a shit. No lies. Everybody wants money. It's the black market's all over the place here. And we're supposed to be stopping it, well, taxing it. But, I haven't heard much. Yeah,
the problem
you're down
the
to the
black
bar,
market.
You'll be able to find a lot more there.
Well, have any personal vendettas you want taken care of?
We're not doing that! We're not doing that! We're not doing that! He's a joker, he is! He's a very good joker! Would you say we would be better
you
again?
Just try and proposition me with the thought of attempted murder.
No, like I do you need any like things taken care of? Like to like do you need?
Does your grandmother
them?
Need
yeah.
shoeing?
Do you call my grandmother horse?
He's a cobbler. He's a cobbler. We can hold that.
Thank you.
This
has been one of our college trip performances.
I think this conversation is taking a turn we can't recover from.
I'm just gonna laugh. I come back like, all right, place looks good. All right, we're gonna kill this person. What happened?
So, do you guys have like a bounty board?
Not here. But there might be such a thing somewhere else in the city. He wandered away to the other guards, so you didn't get a chance to ask him that.
Yeah.
You go down and there's a bar. It's called the Bear Beast and Beard.
Woo!
Dwarf,
the dwarf will fit right in.
The dwarf goes, aha!
My people!
The bear goes, aha!
My short people!
And I go, ah! I'm with them! Aha!
I'm with them.
I grab on. I grab on. And we're just going to go back.
Go, Shikashi, go! Roar!
So I guess I see anything before I get there.
What's that?
So I'm basically scouted out. Is there any fights, anything?
Well, I'm presuming that you didn't say you were coming back, so you guys were probably going to wander away after the guard was done talking to you.
Yeah. No, we're going to sit there and stare at him.
Right.
Be very awkward that he'd come
after us. Beautiful
guard.
Yeah.
Right.
Good point.
Hi.
Good point.
No one came back.
So anyway, you're at the other bar. Are you still looking normal?
As soon as I land, I probably will be back to normal.
Okay. Well, I like cover up again.
Yeah.
Or, okay. All right, you do manage to land, and nobody sees you.
This is during the day or night?
No, we're midday, a little afternoon.
Okay.
Everybody's looking at their beer.
This is definitely the very dwarven section of the harbor. You don't see a lot of other races here, mostly dwarves. A few people are wandering through. Dwarves don't take notice, but this is definitely where they're congregating with each other. The bar is very dwarven. It's actually a stone building. And there aren't any doors either.
Doors need replaced.
So, big steel sign out front that says, you know, Beer, Beast, and Beard. You know, the sign has a great big steel beard hanging down off of it, you know.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
And so,
is there anybody inside unbeard?
You notice that
any elves
stumbling. What's that?
Any elves?
You see a few elves like walking along the road, the harbor.
I'm saying inside. We're looking inside.
I should look inside. It's pretty dark in there, but the only few people you
see. I'm an elf. Do I see any elves?
I'm sitting right up at the door.
Yeah.
Okay. As you come up to the door, there's a window where there would normally be glass, and instead it's just open, and this drunk dwarf comes like flying backwards out of the of the window, falling backwards and thud into the walkway, and he's like, didn't spill. He's got his tankard there.
This sounds like a party.
This is a good time. You're gonna fit right in.
And then you hear laughing inside, and you don't see anybody but dwarves inside. There might be some, but the place is pretty packed. It's hard to tell. And it's pretty raucous in there.
Do I want to be seen?
Talk to you, Delvish. Do you know any dwarven?
I know one dwarven.
The dwarf with the mug was speaking common. Yeah. You don't really hear a lot of people. You haven't heard much but common along the harbor. Even dwarves are not speaking dwarvish for the most part.
Yeah, but Fergur gets screwed over. Someone's probably speaking dwarven to each other.
Well, we got one dwarven.
Does she speak it?
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
I mean, her dildo is like scribed in it, so yeah.
I was going to say, is she even smart enough to know common?
Be like my dwarf didn't speak.
Yeah, she did to average dildo.
But dwarven.
Axemine is not stupid.
No, Axemine is not. She's just not very expressive.
She's unwise and naive.
I told Michael he needs to play Yolk more like a barbarian, like in the when you were at the Adventurers Guild, it'd be like Yolk board. Nice club. Yolk, one club. How much for club? You know, like start shit because he's bored.
You'll want your shield. I'm a town guard. Are you challenging me, sir?
Everybody has a friend.
Shield. You guys are kind of standing in front, and this big burly dwarf comes up towards you. And he's like,
you're going in, and you're standing in the way all day.
I'm going in.
All right.
Going in.
On with you. Let's go.
Because the six of you are pretty much blocking the doorway.
Come on!
I'm going to stand between Bear and Axemine, and Axemine's like 5 foot even. That's a big dwarf. So, yeah, I like my position there.
All right, you go inside. And
where is the table?
What's that?
Is there a table?
Well, let me describe the place, okay? It's a pretty big room. It's more than four times the size of this single room here. Lots of tables, probably about six times the size of this space. Lots of very heavy, solid tables. I mean, we're talking like six-inch thick tabletops. There aren't any chairs.
Yes.
There's stump blocks of wood, wood blocks that people are sitting on.
Are they short tables or normal tables?
This place. What's that?
Are they short tables or normal tables?
There are mostly dwarven height tables, but there are a few taller tables. But you know, it's kind of a height like this, where the dwarves just sit with their feet off the ground. It's kind of mid between a normal human and a dwarf.
They like to swing their feet. That's what they just kind of bump up, and that's how they get into their fighting sense. They have very big, strong legs like that. They just bump straight up.
You look around, and there's, you know, all manner of drunken, raucous dwarves in there. All of the mugs look like heavy, solid metal mugs that have been heavily beaten up over quite some time.
There are still some hair stuck to that one.
You don't see a bar, per se. It's all tables and a few doors to other sections, and the walls are all stone. Lots of it is very carved stone. It's been beaten up over the years. This place has been here a while. You get the idea. And there are a few open tables that are empty.
Bam.
All right, you're going to go up to a table?
Yeah.
All right, you guys go up, you sit down at the table, and after a few minutes, this big, you know, really, really ugly dwarf comes walking along, beard like 3 feet long. You get the idea, he hasn't washed in like 2 months, right?
Ain't he a pretty one?
I'm going to call him beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Rango, at your service. What can I get you, folks?
Why is everybody looking at me? Get around.
What do you want?
What do you got? What's good stuff?
Well, we see we got ale, and beer.
See? Then obviously we want ale, and we want a round.
Ale. Round to ale, then. All right. So, full quarts or something smaller for you smaller folks.
Small folks can handle their drink.
Yeah. All right, Courtney.
Yeah, we don't need no short shit.
We'll be right back.
He didn't say it like looking down on you, just kind of like, you know, wondering if you really wanted as much as is normally served.
Yeah.
Means I just need one.
Now he comes back, two handfuls, big steel tankard. There you go.
They come in pints.
Only one gold for the rag.
I love it here.
Toss him one as well.
I got it.
Yeah.
They toss him one as well.
Yeah, we'll toss you. So you tossed him a gold?
Yeah.
Tossed
him a gold.
So you have 2 gold for 1 round.
You're giving him, you're tipping him 100%?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh!
He reaches up and suddenly grabs this flying steel tanker. And he's like,
German! Stop it throwing your drink around! That's alcohol abuse!
Bam! Slams it down on the table.
Any good rumors?
Oh!
This is the rumor guy.
Oh, yeah, the rumor tales, hey? Well, you did overpay.
Reaches over and he grabs the stump base with one hand.
Oh, I love him.
Sits down on it.
Can I see his dick bulge from here?
Takes that mug and just caught out of the air and he's like,
well.
Do you look like you father good, you know, sons?
Is he made of good?
Does he have good genes?
Been hearing lately that Safeton ain't so safe down on the wild coast.
Well,
Safeton
ain't so safe.
Safeton ain't so safe.
Hardby's got a bit of a drought going on. Nobody knows why. Nah, not my kind of problem. You always got water on the ground. Let's see. Where is this happening?
Duchy of Ernst has got a weird problem with their king. Yeah. Fortune teller they hire there says he's going to get murdered and they're looking for somebody to help.
Help murder him or help prevent?
Well, that's a good question now. I'm not sure. Didn't ask. Oh, I see.
That sounds fun. That
does sound fun. Let's go kill him.
Still got a problem with that. Trade caravans out of Greyhawk up to Willett. Dragon trouble, I think.
Dragons. I like dragons. Slay me another one.
Slay me. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, I can write that gravestone now. But I killed one!
I killed seven with one blow!
The one he could not boast about. where was the fortune teller killing thing?
Duchy Ernst.
Spell that.
U-R-N-S-T.
It's on the map right behind you. In fact, it's on the little map, too.
Yeah, it's just to our east.
What else do you know?
Let's see, what else have I been hearing?
What do you think would be most profitable? Have you heard any profitable tales?
Profitable? You want profit, open a bar.
Hey, what do you think of this? Show him the mask.
Ooh.
What do you think of that? I've been drinking by this point, so it's fine.
He'll show it to everybody. It's
ugly as sin, isn't it?
You want to put it on?
Yeah.
No! I'm not that drunk.
Ask him if he wants to try it on.
Looks like something might scare the pigs back in their trough with.
Yeah, right. What do you think of that wood, though? Do you know? You don't know anything about wood. You know stone. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what
I'm dealing with.
Yeah, you have all the stumps, though.
I've got one of them stumps. Just come off the boat and something we can use.
Yeah.
We beat them up so fast anyway. Everything going, what are you doing? And you notice there's a fucking one, pardon me then. And goes over there, two big dwarfs are fighting, just like, and he's like, you lock it off now, you lots.
I love it. He has like baboon arms. I love it.
I got work to do, Chance. I'm sorry.
Thank you, man.
Woo! Use.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy, you know, loud. Shit's going around, blah, 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 blah.
I stand on the table and fire spin.
And you go to her up there and you see this one guy. He's like, hey, look at him over there with the fire going right. And they're like, And he throws ale around, and you have to, like, avoid getting it in the fire.
Or not.
There's one dwarf comes up the table, and it's like, you feel like a wager.
What kind of wager?
Well, I'm looking for somebody to arm wrestle.
Ooh, I think I can take this one.
The
dwarf goes
leather top, studded leather, no arms, and he's pretty ripped. And,
I think I can
he's
take
also it. Pretty drunk too. He's got about 2 feet worth of beer. That's all.
You lose to a lady, says Axe Mike.
Oh, really? The lady wants to arm wrestle.
I think I can take him.
What's that? You?
What?
I think I can take him.
Okay. If not, I will.
We're going to pull that garbage that you did on me. So mad about that.
So what's the wager?
He reaches in his pocket. Smack! Smacks down 5 platinum on the table.
Oh, I got this.
You got this?
I can't mash it.
Oh man,
yeah, he's drunk. You might be able to illusion it.
Bam,
copper.
The best platinum.
You notice that the bartender is kind of—he looks over at you and he's going like this. Before he has to walk over to another table.
That's too rich. I'm not that rich.
Oh, really? You look awful rich and all pretty.
Well, why, thank you. I really...
Come on, put up. That's not it. You think you can best me?
I do think...
I'll give you 10-1.
Does he smell of magic?
Pulls out, you know, this little bag and chunks it down there. 50 against your 5.
I'm not in the mood to play this game.
I don't have that platinum.
You know, I don't... go away. I then cast an illusion that
can
was
hold
identical
you drink
to him.
It?
I cast mirror. I'm sorry. I cast minor illusion.
Yeah, you really
cast. I cast minor illusion and I create an illusion that was identical to him. And I mimic him. Whatever he does, the illusion does. Okay, now where were we?
What?
Where were we?
Well, that's not a cheap trick, eh?
What were we talking about before we were interrupted?
Where we were going.
Oh, that's right. Anyway.
He's still drunk, just like.
Well, I put it. Come on. Who's going to wrestle me?
And when he pounds on the table like that, you know that the table shakes, even though it weighs probably about 400 pounds.
And the illusion doesn't.
I can't put up that much. I'm not doing
you
it.
You have 5 platinum to put up against 50?
I don't have 5 platinum.
What's the exchange rate to gold again?
I don't trust these guys to win it, so.
I trust I can win it.
You don't have enough gold to put up 5 platinum worth of gold, really?
I'm pretty sure I don't. Are you also broke? Because there's a thief in our party.
That's still you.
That's why you should.
You weren't here last week.
I am surprised how broke I am, actually. Where's my
I pretty much don't have any money. It's all in party funds.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
And I don't really care, being who I am. Money's not my value to me.
That's 10-1.
So, you
so 50 gold for 5 platinum.
Hang on.
You challenge him to a drinking match instead?
No. You know what you should do? Put up one of your mushrooms. Be like, I'll wrestle you. You take this first.
as a treaty in my.
He seems confident enough to be able to be willing.
We have a barbarian who could rage beat him down, so
potentially.
He's just a hard on during the match.
Bam.
Axeman, just if you win.
If you win.
Open! Sorry, I'm having a little program problems. I had a heat gun on my GPU last week.
What's GPU?
This illusion is still gone.
So this problem partly is because you don't have a paper character sheet at the table.
It's partly, yeah.
Yeah. Where are you trying to get on the website or something?
No, I just got it loaded because like I just had to reload Adobe Acrobat.
We should print that.
Where is that? Ah, stop scrolling. I just went past it.
You're just trying to see how much gold you have.
Yeah. Oh, I do have enough.
Don't sound so disappointed.
Okay, let's do it. I'm doing it. I'll drop 50 gold. Screw it. I got you. This kid.
Oh, I do have money.
You ready for some embarrassment?
I do have money. I'm sorry.
Don't forget
50 gold. Oh, bam.
All right.
He gets down. He kneels down and he takes one of the bigger stumps. Puts his arm up on the stump.
We're going to count, right?
Right.
So whenever we hit that go point, Tasha's uncontrollable hideous laughter.
With the touch, it's like almost good.
Yeah. Because you're kind of, oh, shit. I think he even has disadvantage against that with just the situation.
Yeah.
I'm going to petition for that. Because that was awesome.
So, all right. What's your strength?
No, he did Tasha say he's laughing.
All right, no.
Yeah.
But
my strength? I think is 8.
Yeah.
8.
8. All right. So what happens? You cast that, and he starts laughing. And his arm is still right there. And you're just like, you're trying to move a steel bar. And he just yanks you right off your feet and throws you back over his head to the side.
He disqualifies!
Make a dexterity check.
Well, I'm going to reroll that. 6. I don't make it good to say it.
You wind up. At this point, he still got hold of your hand.
Woo! 8 seconds!
Over to the top. And ends up, like, swinging around and hitting him in the back. And he doesn't seem to notice at all. At this point. And other people are kind of noticing this and waiting their drinks and looking at it. And then he's like, tosses you, he's like reeling around, and then he throws you back down, and he brings his hand down on the stump. Make me another dexterity check.
He lifts his elbow.
11.
11. You manage to avoid breaking your wrist, and he comes back down on the stump. But at this point, the stump actually cracks from him hitting it. And you're at this point you're stuck in his grip.
loose.
Well, that's kind of where it is, and I thought somebody else might want to do something.
Oh wait, I'll do something. I'll turn to mist.
What's that?
I'll turn to mist.
Turn to mist. Oh, okay. You're just gonna vanish then. Well, gee, what hand was that? That was putting it on that did that, wasn't it?
No, it's on.
Oh, is that a mental?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he keeps reeling and laughing and whatever, pounding shit around as you kind of vanish. And there's a lot of laughter going on in the bar. No.
He just pulverized a gnome!
I think you just killed our friend.
Up to a minute. Unless he continues to concentrate on it.
And then reform 3 rounds
later. So, I'd say just keep concentrating and then take all his money and leave. he's just dying laughing.
I'm going to say that turning into mist is going to break your concentration. Yeah, reforming your body physically as mist.
You can't concentrate on both those things.
Well, the ring is actually an effect, and you can
think. It only lasts for 3 rounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3 rounds later, I just
went back and forth. Doing so would break Vitasha's spell to use the ring.
Mm. Not how concentration normally works.
What's that?
That's not how concentration normally works.
Well, I'm in this situation. All right, here, let's try it this way. Give me an intelligence check. Roll intelligence.
Roll intelligence save?
There we go. Whatever. Because this is a situation where it would be very difficult to keep concentrating, so let's let the dice decide.
19
on the die.
Okay, that's good enough.
I hope so.
So the bartender notices all of this going on, and he comes over and is like, what in the world is going on here? You didn't challenge him to arm wrestle, did you?
Yeah, and then he, like,
instead of arm wrestling, he decided to just throw me about because he thought it was funny.
That breaks the rules of how an arm wrestle works, so that's a disqualification.
Well, actually,
his elbow left, and that's it.
Actually, in this bar, if you leave your feet, you automatically lose. So technically, they're shorty, they're lost.
Okay. Well, that's
because we have a lot of people end up flying through the air during an arm wrestle match.
That's impressive. I wonder if my 5 foot tall, half a ton dwarf here is easy to throw around.
Around these parts, yes.
That's not right.
So he's still laughing at this point.
Yeah.
You know.
You gotta go for that.
Causing attention. You gonna let the spell continue?
Yeah.
Okay. So it goes up to a minute. When it wears off, you know, he comes around and he's just livid. He's like, "You tricked me, you know, buddy bastard."
Yes, I did.
What's the address here?
What happened? Oh, the address here?
Yeah.
7915.
East, right?
East Cataldo.
I just used the ridiculousness of this entire situation to get you a really good laugh.
You still lost.
Just because I didn't know the rule about losing my footing.
Well, let's put it this way. You also break the rules by casting spells.
Let me know you didn't cast. Oh, yes, you did. So, yeah.
I didn't know that rule.
Sweeps up the money off of the table. And he's like, I'm not having any dealings with you guys no more.
Oh, thank God.
That guy only cost us 50 gold. Now he won't mess with us anymore.
Yeah. It's all right.
And the bartender kind of consoled him. He's like, yeah, you don't worry. They're new here. They're not the wolves. They don't understand the rules. Tried to warn you guys. You don't want to arm wrestle with him. Well, Talbot, man, I'm surprised he didn't kill you. What happens is he comes here and he drinks some potion ahead of time and he can out-wrestle anyone in the bar. So he'll always come up to the new people. There's no way you could have won against him.
So he cheated in the first place?
No. No rules about using anything before you come to the table. But yeah, you use something after the start. I saw you. That breaks the rules. He's going to be sore about that. But I'll give him a round of drinks and he'll forget it. Oh, he wants money, though.
Or we can find that potion he took, double or nothing, beat the shit out of him.
I mean, come on, everybody, bounty hunter, go find it.
I asked about it.
Maybe he's got extra on him.
Exactly. I asked about his potion.
It's some kind of potion from the magic store. Whatever. I don't store do magic whatever. Stuff. Like bull string, bear's testicles, or some crap.
No, that still maxes out, as my intelligent person says. That still only can max it out at a certain bit. If we have someone genuinely stronger, even the magic that a potion can make has its limits.
So if we've got somebody stronger than he is, and they take the potion.
And they, no, because it doesn't stack like that. It doesn't. The potion gives you a strength at this level. So say, I am naturally of average strength. Turn. This would increase me to your average
bear strength.
Him strength points to bear, an 18.
Yeah. Okay.
But it doesn't make someone his strength have more than that. If he takes it, he doesn't get stronger. So that's why if we have someone who's generally stronger than the maximum limit of a potion, so that we don't even need to buy the potion. We just need to find out to what strength these potions are made. And all we have to do is make sure that whoever goes against him can surpass that.
We need my old cod giant friend.
That is how intelligence would do this.
And then the bartender's still there listening to this like, whatever.
Another round!
Right, all right then!
This is the funnest place so far.
I am hungry. I hand him a gold. Do you have food?
We don't have food.
Yet. Okay, then I'll take my gold.
That is food.
Where do we get food?
This is food.
I want to chew on things.
He wants a stout.
Shall we leave?
Bring us a wood cup soaked in ale. Did you want
that? What's that?
A wood cup soaked in ale.
There's no wood cups here.
Just let it sit for a while. Bring it. Get you up.
This is the wrong game for that kind of thing. Cyrus is game maker.
Well.
Anyway, yeah, he brings you another round of ales.
Oh, gosh.
Wits, or, you know, money.
Give
me
money.
All right, one gold?
I'll give
you 2 gold again. 2 gold, ah, you're most generous, thank you. All right, well, we're going to get back to work, boys.
All right.
You want to see about this murderous fortune teller?
Yeah,
that's cool. That makes it easy.
So before you get up from the table, another dwarf comes over.
Oh, God.
No, it's you. Sits down. He's carrying a metal goblet, but it's not one of the ones around. It's not a mug.
It's a nicer one.
Actual goblet. Ooh. Out of metal.
I look at what does the dwarf think of the dwarf?
Oh, well, you know, okay. The dwarf that comes up is not nearly as, like, stocky and burly as most of the dwarves in here. And he's also dressed much finer. His beard is very well kept, very nicely braided, full head of hair.
I'm totally going to position myself like behind, because I'm a little taller than the dwarf.
You know,
talking over the dwarf.
You remember how Thor and Oakenshield looked a little different than all the other dwarves? He had more stature, at least looked better.
We're
same type of
guy. Better charisma.
Dog
yeah,
exactly.
My hood.
High charisma dwarf, taking care of himself.
He is a
kind of
creep
in
so,
the corner there.
He's got the part in your mouth.
Overheard that you're looking for information. What for?
Bored.
We like to adventure and go wreak havoc in the wilderness politely.
We're bored and broke.
Really?
And we need a cause. Mm. We need a banner to get behind. We something to do for the next 10 levels, or however you say that in this common tongue. That's elven speak. We call it 10 levels in my elven tongue. I don't know how to translate it back into common.
Looking for
sorry.
More experience of worldly knowledge. And
but I want something to go for the next 10 levels.
I want to summon extra planar creatures.
I want to do that too eventually.
Well, see, I run a caravan. We're going to Willip.
Okay, that's north.
This is the dragon problem.
This is the dragon problem.
We've heard about dragon problem.
Are you going to go by sea?
No, going by land.
They have to wait 2 or 3 more weeks for the wind to be right.
Proper dwarf will never set foot on a boat.
All right, oh, I forgot you were a wee folk. This dwarf wants to go see animals.
No, there's plenty of them to go to see. I'm not one of them. But I came here looking for help.
I'm
by
very
the looks
too
of it,
tactfully.
Seems like you've got an interesting little band of
doers.
Unconnected folk here.
We have a name, don't we? I thought we had a name.
The Master Bandits.
Not yet, though.
We're the
Masturbators.
Masturbators.
Actually, I think I started a party contract at one point.
Do we have a name?
We had a trading company name.
Okay, well, yeah, we were a trading company.
She needs me. I must go.
Sad.
Hello? I know, I heard you. I'm coming.
No, we're keeping him.
All right,
I'm being a little
bit. Can't have him back. It's Father's Day. Right.
Put the lashes back on.
Get back in the kitchen. You know what? You know what you did wrong if your wife comes out of the kitchen to yell at you, right?
Gave her shoes?
You made her chain too long.
That's great. All right, guys.
Deuces.
All right.
One.
Peace out.
Later.
Yeah.
Truck.
So what type of assistance are you... What is your name, sir, of possible employer?
And where is... Yeah, I gotta write this down.
Okay.
17th. Thank you. Fajaz Day.
What's that?
Fajaz Day.
In the game or out of game? In game, I put the.
I call my dad today.
Mom's free day, 14th of good month, high summer.
I'm Melith, a clan deep file.
Melith.
Melith?
Melith.
Deep fire?
Deep, right. Deep as in like a hole? And then fire like burning?
Yes.
Okay. Deep fire.
It seems a little like put off by that, like he's a dwarf. You know, you should know this clan. Like what the hell? You should know that he's like, give me a fucking break here. You know?
Proposition to us.
So what is the proposition?
Well, that all depends if you're interested at all in the first place.
Are you the leader of the caravan?
I am.
What are you caravanning?
That's not your business.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want our help, it might help.
Transporters don't look in the trunk.
Yeah. That's, well, you don't want to know.
Sometimes it's just people.
You don't want to know. Then you can say, I didn't know, slaves? And the law doesn't arrest you.
I'm not hauling anything illegal.
How many caravan?
We've got four wagons.
Four wagons?
We can do four wagons. Business.
That's pretty easy.
Four wagons of goods, and we got two wagons of men.
How many people total?
I got 20 on the team.
How many able?
Able? I don't know. That's a curious question, isn't it? To fight?
Would you
tend
expect
to fight well for me?
Okay, so we would be pretty much, anyone else would be fodder.
Well, I don't talk of a dragon. I need people with ranged abilities, and I got no men with even bows on my group.
I have ears. I'm good at that.
Is?
It's points.
It's an elven joke. You wouldn't get it.
I got it. It was funny.
And technically, I do have 20 years, but you know.
Yeah, we can do the range. We've got range skills.
You're
and
gonna
we got close up skills.
Or he basically did once. It was sick.
Hang
on.
Two.
So far, the dragons we face haven't been too difficult.
I'm sure you've done research on your travel. What do we know about this dragon attack?
What do you guys know?
No, what does he know? We're asking that.
What type of dragon?
Obviously because they fire. Because they're like, it must be a dragon.
Really?
It could be just a mage.
Is it actually a dragon or is it a worm? I assume dwarves would probably know the difference, though.
So, he goes on to talk that the journey takes anywhere from 16 to 18 days. What he knows is that there's been talk of a dragon attack on the road ever so often. But most of the people that have, seen it haven't come back. Just caravans have vanished. And there's been leftovers of, burn marks and burned wagons and, claw prints. The results of what looks like a dragon. But nobody's lived to tell the tale.
Is it always in the same area?
Yes.
And I'm guessing you know the area then, because you've done research.
I haven't actually been there, no.
So you don't know anything about where we're traveling?
I haven't traveled this road myself.
So why don't you take an alternate route?
Well, the alternate route would take too long. We don't have the time. Or definitely would.
Or have the resources to support the time for doing it.
Is this a round-trip journey?
Doesn't need to be.
So
are you doing a round-trip journey?
Well, the men will come back, but we won't be holding supplies, so we won't be needing the extra cover He'll return. The wagons are making a one-way trip.
Okay.
So.
It's only wagons that have been hit, not just people?
Don't know.
Hard to say. No reports.
People just would disappear, though. Yeah, it's really hard. Let's go into the unknown! It might be having dragons, boys! Ha ha! Oh,
It's always been only
what's the pay?
20 miles past the bridge across the river. Surprisingly close to civilization, if you ask me.
It sounds like bandits using fire to say that there are dragons.
Mm-hmm. Don't know.
We got bears on our side.
We do have bears.
We do come with bears, just so you know.
I'm not really scared of fire.
We're not scared of fire. We're a good batch to go up against a not dragon if it's a dragon. If it is a dragon,
I'll still take care of it.
We're not going to be paying into the dragon insurance.
I pay half a gold per mile, paid daily.
20 miles?
Well, the whole trip's about 200 miles.
Huh. How many miles normally travel per day? 40?
16 to 18.
It's 18 if we're going slow. We have caravan.
What's pulling the caravans?
Yeah. We probably are not going to be doing a 4. We're probably going to be doing 18.
Okay.
We could do 30. How fast are you going to be moving us?
Like I said, the whole trip takes about 18 days. That's what we know. That's depending on an average road. Could be longer, could be shorter.
Yeah, uphills may be harder on some caravans.
Time isn't really known. Like I say, it's not a road any of us have traveled.
Okay.
I'm guessing none of you have either.
No. Are you providing food while we're on the journey?
Yes. Boats included.
We'll be guarding it at night too, so we'll do shifts with that.
Huh.
Well, they'll probably have some people that can help guarding through the night. They have some able-bodies.
Sure.
They're dwarves, so they have dark vision. I assume everybody's on this caravan.
When are you looking to depart?
Soon as possible.
Soon as possible, okay.
The men are actually chomping at the bit waiting because they don't get paid except by the mile. But I'm not going out with just them. I know that's suicide.
Fair.
Let's go.
So 100 gold for this trip?
100 gold for this trip. Perfect. Come back here and do double or nothing on that freaking dwarf.
Do you know what a loss is that you're supposed to walk away from?
Nope.
Okay. sure.
It's a learning experience.
100 gold each, right?
Right. Half a gold per mile.
So, right. Say this is dragons or bandits or whatever it is, and we end up, like, encountering them, stopping them, and chasing them down, and finding all sorts of nifty, you know, salvage.
You get a cut.
A cut. A reasonable cut.
Well, that would depend on what's found, but you get one cut.
Per each of us.
Starting percentage is 1%.
So they own what we kill.
4% each.
1%.
But we're more.
No.
You're starting at the bottom. We've got men that's been on this caravan longer than you. They're still making 1%.
They can't shoot ranged.
They can still swing a hammer, and I can find other people. 1%.
1% looks like 1%. If we don't like it.
Remember, we get paid daily. We don't just
in
the middle of the night.
I don't think we're going to do that because let's not even mention. Well, you said they're probably in Infernal, right?
Yes.
And I said that back in Infernal. We will talk about that if it happens in Infernal. Translating is hard. He doesn't speak common very well.
So, where were we?
Are we doing it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right.
And we'll give you lessons. He's like, yeah! There'll be things to hit. Yeah! Maybe bears. Yeah! You'll see animals. Yeah! Okay, we'll all be happy to
go. He hops up, drains his goblet, slips it in the pouch. It was not carrying ale. Not sure what he was drinking, but it was.
Finish off my ale.
Do you have a contract that we sign?
Yeah, we'll take care of that when you meet up with the caravan. We're outside the West Gate. Whenever you're ready.
West Gate. Seagate? West Gate?
West Gate.
He goes ahead and takes off.
Barkeep.
Right.
What do you know about that guy that we just talked to? You saw him.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
Seen him in there a few times trying to recruit people. Did you sign on with him?
Yeah.
Seems that we did.
Well, we're thinking about it.
We're going to go slay us a dragon.
He seems surprisingly highbrow to be in this place. Where's he going?
Willip.
Ooh.
Through the dragon-infested territory. You're going to slay us some dragons. We'll bring you back a story.
If you come back at all.
Oh, please. Do you not see who I am?
Do you want to do insurance on that?
I've been trying to get ale from Willip for 6 months now.
Can you write us up an order and we will deliver it?
I stopped. Got it from a different supplier.
If you send us with the letter, we will get it delivered at least.
Too late for that now.
Okay. Trying to get a secondary job on top for one drink.
But perhaps if some Willip Ale made it back to your stores.
Well, Willip Ale just happened to be the cheapest. If you open the tap up again, I'll be buying. But at this point, we're just waiting.
Yep. We'll clear that channel. Slay us some dragons.
Well, good luck then. Something tells me you're going to need it.
I'm right here. I am the luck.
You can't mathematically say it's not true, but we know it's not true.
Not meaning to be unkind, little sir, but I think your mouth might be bigger than your body.
I'm not disputing that fact. But the truth still stands.
Pick him up, please. In Inferno, pick him up.
This is common occurrence!
Wall.
Heaven's order. Bye, sir!
Well, considering you're a gnome,
yeah,
and you're a tiefling, you probably just go up and it's just like.
Well, I'm still drinking my ale.
With your monk levels, yeah. Because it's your class.
He's taller, he's stronger, he's littler, yeah.
And he's a monk.
And this is like two ales down, so.
Yeah. So.
You go outside the bar, you don't see him anywhere around.
What else do we need?
Oh, crap, where did I write
it? Fire resistance ship.
Are we sure it's fire? Wait, burn marks. Fire resistance. Let's go.
I'm gonna go check on our employer.
Do that. Watch out for don't fly.
Don't fly, they'll find you.
Don't fly, please don't fly.
They won't shoot you down, but if they do catch you when you land.
It'll be expensive.
So, actually, I'm not gonna tell you not to fly because I'd be rude, but careful where you land. If you get seen, they may find you.
Which they're probably like, I'm gonna find him. So I guess. If I get a pint up, can I kind of see him?
Well, the docks are outside of the city. The wall is this way, so the west gate, you have to fly back toward
the
city.
With the things.
As you head back toward the west gate, you can see there's a group of four wagons off to the side of the road that, you know, there's other caravans, but none of them with only four wagons and a bunch of dwarves. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can tell which one is theirs.
Okay.
Hang on a minute, where did I put... Crap, what was his name?
Whom?
Meleth?
No.
Rango?
Hang on, I lost my document.
Fred.
Meleth? Greyhawk? We get to go past divers, I'm gonna stop and give a report.
If they give you time.
I will ask for time. I'm an elf. Of course they're giving me time.
You may not get paid for those miles. You may get deducted. You may not get a full 100 gold.
You're very negative, little shit, aren't you?
Not really, not all the time. No.
The name of that dwarf killed the document that had it, Meloth?
Meloth. Of clan Deep Fire. You know Deep Fire?
Like deep
fire?
Like a hole, like fire. Like burning.
Okay.
I think he's involved in that.
So you can see them.
Where are they, like, near a building at all, or is in the open road?
They're outside the gates, you know, probably 100 feet from the gates.
Can't see anything, like, with the caravans? They're loading anything, unloading anything?
They're just kind of sitting around. Looks like, you know, they're just... The only actions you see are kind of bored.
Like people playing cards?
Kind of, yeah. And he's just mulling around.
What are people armed with?
Dice.
Hammers.
Dice.
Axes. You're a little far away to see.
Armored up at all or able to see anything?
Somewhat. You know, mostly in studded leather. And they don't look... They're not, you know, like well kitted out.
Yeah.
Per se. But they're, you know, generally armored and armed.
Seems the same amount, like 20 people.
What's that?
Just like you said, like 20 people sitting
about
there.
Roughly that.
Alright. I'll head back.
Let's go find ourselves some spot to get some magic to fire resist to this.
Okay. So you guys were waiting back at the docks?
No, while he's doing that, we're going to go look for a magic shop for some fire resistant shit.
Okay. Where are you going?
Going back to about where they are. I'm pretty sure he'll stick out like a sore thumb out in the street.
So you're staying, you said you're leaving, but you're going back figuring they're staying.
Well, around that area. And
right.
Kind of go from there and kind of look around.
Yeah.
Right.
I told
you. Away, and then you guys wandered off looking for magic things.
I told you that's where we were headed. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we had a plan, I thought.
And I stick out. I'm all sorts of brain checks.
So if you're looking for magical equipment, you're going to have to go back inside the city.
Then we have to get tax to get back from the docks.
No, we still got documents.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Fly over.
I'm so scared.
So
I'll turn to Miss.
You're gonna go catch up with them.
Yeah, basically look around for. Yeah.
Because the nearest gate is the west gate where you are with the caravan. So if they're coming back into the city for magical things, they're gonna come toward you.
Well, I'm basically flying, looking around. I'm probably gonna see him.
Right. So if you're flying around, you guys come up to the area where the caravan is. You're walking up from the docks back toward the city. So you're all now in the same general location.
Okay, good. Get back with the group, cover back up.
Okay.
Land in a tree like a bird.
Right.
Ka-ka!
So
ka-ka!
Are you going to interact with the caravan at all, or?
Yeah, we should probably tell them what we're doing so they know that
we
they
just
can still count on us.
We just let the Maleth know that we're just going to step in, resupply real quick, and then we'll...
You don't see Maleth there?
Okay, fine.
So you
what are we over here then?
If we don't see Maleth, then I'm gonna be like, peace out.
Oh, you're not
gonna know who we are.
Yeah.
So you're all headed toward the gates, and as you're walking toward the gates, several guards come running up and point to you, and it's like, you there, you, no flying around here. That's a 50 gold fine.
I'm gonna keep walking. He's not talking to me.
We saw you. Pay up.
Wop, wop. I'm a traitor.
No, flying's still illegal around the city.
Off.
What's that freaking? You've taken a vow of. You've taken a vow of. What monks take vows of.
Destitution?
Poverty?
Yeah.
Poverty?
Chastity?
Yeah.
Silence?
Silence! Yes!
Our friend here is a monk from a faraway land that has taken a vow of poverty.
Your friend then? Well, your friend broke the law.
You said friend. I don't think. I kept walking.
You're the friends too?
I kept walking, I said. I kept walking, so if this is the conversation, I'm gone. I'm taking the other guys because we're a large crowd of NPCs.
Right?
We are traitors, that's how we look. So
right.
They stop to do things.
Let you go.
Thank you, kind sir.
No, let's them go, and not you two.
Like, thank you, Kaiser.
50 gold fine for flying.
I thought that was inside the city limits.
This is still the city. That's the walled city, but you're still in Greyhawk.
Oh, see, yeah, we didn't know about this.
Well, ignorance is no excuse. 50 gold.
But he's thinking...
You're going to argue with a guy? There's a fine for that.
There's a fine for that. There's a tax for that.
So you just have 50 gold? No.
And the rest of us are left.
You can't pay, you spend a night in irons.
Oh, but we have a contract.
Which way were they going?
Wait a minute, we're outside the caravan, so the caravan's watching this.
Yeah.
The dwarves. Do they do anything? What are they doing right now?
You pretty much walked past that caravan toward the gate, and some of the guards came up from the gate to meet you.
I'll shut up to you, Infernal. Meet you outside the West Gate.
Oh, so you're a liar now. You say you took a vow of silence and he's talking.
No, I said vow of poverty. I never said vow of silence.
Okay. Yeah.
Vow of poverty. Well, then he can spend a night in irons.
Bye.
He flew off.
You're flying away?
Yeah.
Right then, you're coming with us. Get more men. Track him. Go get him.
Why am I coming with you?
Because you're his friend and we gotta sort this stuff out. You don't run from a god.
I didn't.
I don't care what you got to say. You're coming with us right now.
Missed again?
No.
So one on either arm, weapons are drawn, and they're marching you back to the gate. A couple of them run off in your direction, chasing
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm watching.
There's
so they're marching by me.
Well.
They're marching by us.
Yeah.
Hold on a sec. How much would it cost to make this all go away? How much do we owe?
You with this gentleman?
I may be. I'm interested in their situation. How much would it pay?
$200
I don't think we have 200 amongst us. How much is the platinum to gold ratio again? 10 to 1?
10 to 1.
Yeah, we don't have that. we have it in NP. A character who's not here and I'm not going to spend his money.
Yeah, that's like 40 gold. It's only.
What do we have in party funds? That we made complete asses of ourselves. Because at this point...
Where did party funds go?
It was on your sheet.
It was?
Yeah.
Is that one of the things that got lost on conversion?
So in a bar somewhere, some might pick off.
So I love who you picked for the party banker. This is great. Well, if you want to try and dig up whatever party funds were, go ahead.
I'm working on that. This scroll is being weird. I'm scrolling.
I'm so sorry.
I got 3 NPCs I'm playing too.
Are they all there right now too?
We're just presuming they're not. They're just.
No, because they have money too, and we have 200 gold we have to assemble, because I don't have that much.
Yeah.
We have to kind of.
We can't take all their money.
No, just take
not
it.
Go back to the city.
Alright, so was there any documentation on the party funds that we can bring?
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's my old document.
Okay. I'm gonna get my hip boots. The shit's getting deep here.
Well, I'm trying to play naive. Socially awkward and naive. Someone's threatening me. What do I do? Bye. Meet you outside the city. I have very high stealth. I could hide for quite a while. Just hope I went out the right gate that the caravan did about in the morning.
Yeah, you probably could easily know that.
Crash!
I mean, what would you do if you didn't have the money to pay?
If your friend
had gotten you have charisma of 9.
Right?
Who has a 9 charisma?
I explained why I did what I did.
9 intelligence, 9 charisma. Confronted. Bye.
Well, you know what the difference between intelligence and wisdom is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Intelligence is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad.
Charisma is doing it anyway and getting away with it.
Yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Constitution is eating a rotten tomato.
Breaking, throwing it. Dexterity is dodging it.
Like Ratatouille, right? What are you eating?
Don't know.
It's just muscle past the gag reflex. A whole new world of food opens up for you.
No.
So, yeah, party funds should cover that.
Fairly. So you're saying is you want to get on the Thieves Guild?
No. We are not usurping power of Greyhawk.
Scrivener is really lucky he hasn't been caught stealing.
Hmm?
Scrivener is really lucky he hasn't been caught stealing.
Yeah.
For sure it'd be worse than 50 gold.
Okay. Stealing in Greyhawk without being a member of the Thieves Guild? That might get him killed.
It's either like a recruit or kill thing.
Right?
Unless you can escape far, far away.
And never return to Greyhawk? Never gonna happen.
Depends what is. It's one of those things you gotta work your way out. How much can we pay to make this go away?
I'll be fine. I didn't do anything. They're trying this whole guilt by association thing. I'll be out momentarily.
But he's our friend.
And they'll forget about him in a short time.
We could jump the cards.
God,
I say an infernal.
To the person that's not there.
I'm about ready to just put you in tan jail.
Ah, party stripe. It's like Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry.
If you think you can get out of it.
I just can't argue with the guardsmen, so I've got to go talk to somebody that's not a guardsman. So if I try to explain the whole point, then it's...
We're going to look for magical items. Hand me the party funds.
Here you go.
Cool. Bye.
What's that?
He owed me a debt. He's paid it. You can have him.
Yeah, but you're his friend.
I've never said that. I thought I was interested in
his boss. I can tell by how you're interacting.
He had money. I wanted it. Good day. Catch up with the other people. We're looking for a magic shop.
Going to the candy shop.
Before you get out of range, psychically.
Yeah.
Make sure you can get fire resistance.
For all
maybe
of us.
Electrical.
You can't reply. You can send telepathically, but you can't. It's not a two-way communication.
Messages.
Okay, you can reply with message, but you can't reply to his tele.
Right, but message. I can message back.
That's right. Give you
that. But yes, you're right. That's why, like, I think really hard because I can't respond.
All right, so they haul you. Call you into the city.
I knew I'd get in the city for free.
Yeah, right.
We have papers!
I'm
just trying to help.
Bring up to the... They go up to the gate and you hear him talking. It's like, yeah, he flew off that way. We got men on the way chasing after him. All right, we'll hold this one. We'll question him. Bring him before the magistrate.
I'd send my dragon to go find... Well, can a sewer dragon, would that be illegal? I asked another guard in passing... Because it has to hunt for food, like cat.
From what you've seen around town, you've seen all kinds of little flying things, but you haven't seen any flying humans.
I'm going to send my sewer dragon to go find him so we can make sure we know where to meet him.
Mm-hmm. All right. So,
They put you in irons and they stuff you in this little stone room.
At least you don't have company.
I sing songs.
At least you don't have company.
Super happy songs.
Where are you going?
Outside the gate that I'm suspecting the caravan did.
You're outside. You flew away from the
you have gate. Don't you have a home near Greyhawk?
No, yeah. No, I don't have a home at all.
I thought you camped outside the woods of Greyhawk. No?
I've just been traveling.
No.
So I'm just going to go outside that gate a little ways away into the forest and stealth around, just kind of hide.
Okay. You can tell there's people looking for you. They're not doing a spectacular job. So you can hear people talking outside, but you can't really tell what they're saying.
Some singing.
Yeah.
Happy little gnomish tunes.
All
right. Hold on, there's gnomish drinking songs? So
they don't seem to be in any rush to do anything.
Of course not.
So you go heading off looking for the magic shop. You're going to the magic shop, or are you looking for a different store?
The potion shop.
Well, there's the magic shop, you know, that's like the center, the biggest one. They name themselves that as the pompous arrogance of the town.
But also it's just what it is. Mm-hmm. I have 90 gold. I don't think I could buy a single thing out of there.
225 gold and 40 funds.
And 225? Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend all that, though. I'm looking like 100.
That's why I was like, I'll figure this out without losing all of our party funds.
Yeah, that's what I figured that you were getting at.
Yeah.
So that's what I was, yeah.
225 gold, 117 silver, 78 copper.
Yeah. So we're going to look for, a potion shop. Unless I know that the magic shop is the pinnacle of where we get.
Well, you know that the magic shop is going to have what you want, but you're not going to be able to afford it.
For any magical item. Yeah, I'm looking for just another potion.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get those random ones out of Divers.
We might. We might stop in Divers for that. We might do that instead. That's actually a really good idea.
Even though you're not there to suggest it.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have that premonition, but my character... Okay.
I was actually rolling an intelligence check to see if you would have come up with that idea offered to you.
Oh, okay. So my character didn't? Okay.
No, you would have. He just got to it first.
Oh, okay.
Songs of freedom.
So, fuck it then. We're not going to get any more. I'm going to go study up. That's what I'm going to do. Take my apprentice. I'm going to dump these two off to go talk about bears somewhere.
Okay.
So they're going to go back towards the caravan, right. And my student and I were going to go to the local library and research up on the area and the... Did my herbalage spill this over?
It looks like a peapod. Nope. Not pod. I was just curious what it was.
Peapod.
You didn't even look very close.
I did see.
Your kryptonite.
So, yeah, we're gonna go research on the area and dragons in general.
Okay.
And the library. All
right.
After that, we'll go and rest with the rest of the group, and hopefully, you'll be out better. And then, my pseudo dragon, I'm still waiting to hear back from.
So the guards don't give you any grief because you still have the trader passes from Heartbeat. They notice, you try and flash that to them and they don't give a shit.
It worked for me. I'm a traitor.
Good to go. I'm not talking about that, not you. Okay, so are you still in the city or are you headed out back?
No, I've been in the city going to the library. When I've done research, then I'm going to head back. To where the caravan
is. Nothing's
going to
happen probably with them until that. You're still hanging out, hiding in the woods.
Mm-hmm. And my sewer dragon searching us, so I'm waiting for my sewer dragon to report back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sewer dragon doesn't notice him. That's fine.
He had advantage, too. Because he does that. Cool, so
he'll... Well, he also rolled a 19.
Yeah, look at that. Plus 6.
19 was good enough because he knew what he was looking for.
Yeah.
So you head back out to the caravan?
Yeah, after we're done doing the research.
Okay. My document.
So we'll make sure to come back and hit you up on the way back.
God damn it.
I'll just not go back to
Greg.
Or peel up
better
disguise next time.
Or a different one, yeah. I'll have a mastery by
then. There we go.
I have one.
But I'll have a different one for you.
All right, so Melith is out of the caravan and notices, you know, you, four of you come up. Where's the other two?
One's going to meet us outside of city limits.
Well, you are outside the world now.
All right, one of us will meet us up ahead.
One scouting ahead.
One scouting ahead. Because that's exactly what it is, yeah. The other one has some talking with the guards. We're having trouble with some of his discharge paperwork.
Guards having?
Yes, for discharge paperwork reasons. They won't let him out of town.
Discharge paperwork?
Yes, they won't let him out of town yet.
He can't pay?
I don't think it's a can't pay more than a he's not willing personally.
Well, I'd rather not, but I can leave with 5. Come on, let's go.
Okay. I'm going to leave a message. How am I going to leave a message for you? Now, you know where we're going. How are you going to get there faster, though? How are you going to
catch? It's a caravan. A caravan doesn't move that fast.
Yeah, actually, you're right. This one's actually moving really slow. So, yeah.
Okay. So, as all this is going on, you know, they come back to your cell, and two guards come in, and somebody else is in quite nice robes.
He's an inquisitor.
Blue robes. Like, what's this? So that's one of the guards. It's like, friend of that guy we're trying to track down that is flying. Really? What's your story?
How much detail do you want? Like my entire story, or?
You're smart with me. What do you know about this?
The guy, the monk that flew away from next to me.
Monk. You said he was a monk. Did you know? Then confer for a little bit.
Mm. He took.
Right. Go ahead.
So, we were coming back. We were down at the docks, and we were coming through, and he was doing some flying, and we
which
didn't,
is illegal.
Which we. I apologize for that. We did not know. And so then he's very naive and kind of skittish. And so when he was threatened to be thrown in jail for not having any money due to his vow of poverty, he got scared and flew away.
Give me a deception.
I'm going to re-roll that.
That's a lot better.
19?
It is a unique creature.
Which one?
The tiefling.
The tiefling.
And the gnome.
Yeah. I mean, that would be...
Right, but he didn't take a vow of poverty.
Right, it's a deception, but...
Right. So there's deception there, but it's not completely deceptive.
Yeah, and he is a monk.
And he is a monk, and it's not that far of a stretch for what you're looking at.
You brought him in because he was the only one you could get. That's about it, right?
Yeah, and because he was arguing with us.
Are you arguing with the guard?
I wasn't trying to argue with the guard.
But you did argue with the guard, whether you were trying to or not.
I was attempting to stay.
You did argue with the guard, yes or no?
Yes.
He's not going to help you find anything. 10 gold and you can leave.
Well, right. Do I have my stuff?
It's like... Oh, you still have your stuff. They didn't take anything off.
Okay.
Although, you know, when you notice in this room, though, there's no scent of magic, and your own magical things seem muted. So, you pay?
Yep.
All right. They let you out. Yeah. Guards are like, all right.
Thank you, Magistrate.
Cause any trouble.
I would never think of such a
thing. Find your friend. You tell him that he's not allowed back in here until he comes and discusses his break in the law with us.
I will pass that on to him.
Good.
Looks like you're not.
Have a beautiful day, valiant soldiers.
It's just a thieves guild. That's all it is. That's just the enforcement division.
Yeah.
It's thieves guild. Subdivision A. Those that don't pay.
This is a little like living in Ripton.
Do-do-do-do-do. Go catch up with that caravan. All
right. And you got that far behind at this point.
Oh, they left
already. Caravan hasn't really left yet. They're prepping to leave, but...
Hey, look, it's number six.
That's number five.
Number five. Number six is flying away.
No, that's number six. We haven't caught number five yet. Nope. Oh, you dwarves don't count right, do you?
Well, I can count pretty well, but some of the men can't pass their fingers and toes.
Some are missing.
They have toes? I didn't know dwarves had toes.
I can't tell if you're serious or mocking me.
I think he might be seriously mocking you.
She's usually a bear. I'm just gonna point that out. Actually, she is a bear right now, most likely.
Right, well, get your sixth friend and let's get going.
Alright, let's go. We'll encounter him along the way because he's scouting.
So, do we want to go ahead and call it here? Since
I love that idea.
Anyway,
do we?
So we don't. Well, if we get into anything more, we've only got half the party here to interact with it.
That is true.
And what time is it anyway?
Like 4:30.
Oh, dear God. We guess what I do for like another 2 hours.
Keep going!
I think we actually have a good hook now. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to have more party people here.
Yeah.
Personally.
Party people!
But I want to do
party
something.
People.
I didn't have Wing Chun today. I don't know. Happy Father's Day! Happy Father's Day! People who are
fathers.
I gotta tell Happy Father's Day to my dad still. My mother called me.
I thought about sending him a book on how baby boomers are sociopaths for Father's Day.